Found south of Baghdad. A body pulled from the Euphrates River. It appeared to be an American soldier, says CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
Iraqi officials claim the body had bullet wounds in the head and chest, was wearing U.S. Army pants and boots, and had other distinguishing marks.
The Iraqi police did find the body of a man whom they believe may be one of our missing soldiers.
But Major General William Caldwell says the body must be examined more closely before it can be positively identified. Thousands of U.S. and Iraqi troops have been involved in an intensive search for three Americans missing since an ambush south of the capital a week and a half ago. Discovery of the body comes after an especially deadly stretch for U.S. forces. The military says nine troops have been killed since yesterday. In Washington, now the Democrats have backed off insisting on a withdrawal timetable. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an Iraq funding bill will be passed quickly.
We have said that we would have a supplemental by the time we left for the Memorial Day weekend, and we will.
And where does the Iraq war strategy go from here? There are reports a revamped plan is in the final stages. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Steve, what do we know about what it includes?
Well, Nick, the fear is Iraqi political groups won't be able to reconcile anytime soon, so a new Pentagon plan due by the end of the month will stress political and military goals. And the Washington Post says look for U.S. troop levels to stay high into next year.
I don't think there's a real option to withdraw completely, because it's quite clear that the Iraqi government wouldn't survive a complete withdrawal.
Daniel Serwer of the Iraq Study Group says there could be a significant U.S. presence for another 5 to 10 years. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A U.N. report says the most innocent victims of the war are paying a high price. CBS News reporter Vicki Barker joins us live.
Nick, Roger Wright with UNICEF in Baghdad says he's seen a lot of traumatized Iraqi kids.
The direct effects of the violence are on the children and on the trauma, if they don't suffer themselves physically, the mental trauma that they suffer from witnessing the violence.
4 million Iraqis have fled their homes since 2003, and UNICEF says half of them are children. It's appealing for nearly $42 million to provide food, medicine, clean water, clothing, and schooling. Nick?
Failure is not an option. That's been President Bush's Iraq message, and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller says he'll reinforce it again today when he speaks at the Coast Guard commencement.
To further make the case that the U.S. must succeed in Iraq, President Bush has declassified intelligence designed to show how al-Qaeda plans to use Iraq as a staging area for new attacks on America. The intelligence describes orders from Osama bin Laden 2 years ago to his one-time chief in Iraq, to form a cell there to plan and launch terrorist attacks outside Iraq and make the U.S. the number one target.
Well, a star witness in the fired prosecutor's probe testifies on Capitol Hill in a couple of hours. CBS's Bob Fuss covers.
The House Judiciary Committee hears from a former top aide to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who didn't want to testify. Monica Goodling, a senior counselor and liaison to the White House, took the Fifth rather than answer Congress's questions. But she now has a grant of immunity, and so she has no choice but to testify about what she knows. And emails and other documents indicate she knows plenty. She was at the center not only of the plan to fire the U.S. attorneys, but efforts to limit the damage when it first became public. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Six U.S. senators say Fort Carson still faces some significant challenges in providing mental health care to soldiers, despite taking steps to improve the situation. The senators, including presidential candidates Obama and Clinton, told defense boss Gates in a letter the stigma of mental illness is a significant barrier to improved care. University of Colorado officials say a computer hacker may have had other things in mind than stealing the identities of 45,000 students and alumni. Officials are sending letters notifying students enrolled at CU Boulder in the last 5 years their information was compromised by a female hacker.
We don't have any indication that the attacker was intending to get to sensitive data. They did discover she did have social security numbers for students.
They say she may have been trying to find a way to take control of the computer server to allow it to infiltrate other computers. And a man faces a felony theft charge in the disappearance of more than 1,300 women's undergarments near the CSU campus. 43-year-old Chi Zian Wu accused of stealing panties, sports bras, stretch pants, and pantyhose worth about $6,000 from apartment complex laundry rooms in the Campus West area over the past 7 months. We don't even want to think about what he was doing with them. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, all good so far across the Front Range. Both I-25, I-70 running clear with excellent speeds. No issues for 225 across Aurora. C-470 doing well through Highlands Ranch. Do have some snow on the highway that will greet you along I-70 if you're anywhere in the high country around the Eisenhower Tunnel or the Vail Pass. So take it easy through there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Mostly cloudy, cooler with scattered showers and a high of 58.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
A windbreaker.
Yeah, a windbreaker. But you don't have to dress like it's snow out there, but, I mean, at least be warm. One of the things they teach you, or that you learn, really early in your career in radio, is that you're supposed to be happy and you're supposed to be jovial in the morning. Morning shows are traditionally supposed to be lighter than the rest of the day, because they operate on the theory that if you're up at 6:12 in the morning, you're putting the coffee on, you're getting the kids up, you're getting yourself up, and the first thing you don't want to hear in the morning is you don't want to be hit with bad news. That's why a lot of radio stations put on quote-unquote funny people. Some of them are not so funny. Other side of that is, some people opt out for, like, Morning Edition, because it's soft, it's soothing, and it's kind of bland. The last thing I want to do at this time of the morning is hit you with something bad. So we either have two choices here this morning. Confront the god-awful truth that we have been screwed again by the Democratic Party. Or we can pretend that it never happened and I can go on to something else and just say, hey, it never went down, it never happened. Forget it. Let's not even confront it.
There's no problem if you ignore it, Jay.
Well, yeah, because I mean, we can ignore it and let the adult, Tom Hartman, handle it at 10:00. Or we can jump in and we can handle it now. Coming up at 7:00 this morning, our guest is going to be Rich Masters. Our Democratic strategist and guru, been on this program many times. We'll ask him what he thinks about this whole Iraq situation and the Democrats and the funding. Then, at 8:00, our very special guest is Gustavo Arellano. He's an investigative reporter and columnist for Orange County Weekly in Southern California. And since 2004, Gustavo has been answering questions in his increasingly popular nationally syndicated column, Ask a Mexican. So for all of you out there who have been sending me nasty email about my position about immigration, and for those of you who have questions about people with brown skin, now is the time to submit those questions and I don't know if we're going to fix it so he can answer listeners' questions, or we're not sure how we're going to mechanically work that out. Or I'm just going to ask him. But anyway, he'll have all the answers for you. All right, the overnight news here is that congressional Democrats relented yesterday on their insistence that a war spending measure set a date for withdrawing American combat troops from Iraq. Instead, they moved towards a deal with the president that would impose new conditions on the Iraqi government. The decision to back down was a wrenching reversal for leading Democrats who saw their election triumph in November as a call to force an end to the war. It was the first time since taking power in Congress that Democrats have publicly agreed to allow a vote on war financing without a timetable for troop withdrawal. But even so, many Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, indicated that they would not support the war money, meaning that a significant number of Republicans have to sign on to ensure the plan's approval. Ms. Pelosi, God bless her, made it clear that if money for the war was going to be provided without a timeline for withdrawal, it would be without her personal support. I would never vote for such a thing, Ms. Pelosi said, after she entered the office of Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, the majority leader, to put final touches on the $120 billion proposal. This is just really, really painful. Really, really, really painful to have to read this morning, that the Democrats are doing this. Russell Feingold objected to it. So did Christopher Dodd. So did John Edwards. We have yet to hear from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama on this. I don't know where Ken Salazar stands on this. I can only assume that he's going to go along with it. I've already written him an email telling him that I think that that's a mistake. The Democrats, the measure would also force White House and the congressional Republicans to accept significant new spending. Democrats say there's about $17 billion beyond the president's initial request, with about $9 billion devoted to extra spending on military programs, health care, veterans health care, and military base realignment. The remaining $18 billion goes to agriculture programs, additional Gulf Coast recovery efforts, children's health care, and other Democratic priorities. The minimum wage increase will represent a domestic victory for the Democrats. So you have to decide what's what here. Also, over the he's going to talk about this today. We got another BS, another a pile released here by the White House seeking to rally support for the war. President Bush is pointing to U.S. intelligence, asserting that Osama bin Laden ordered a top lieutenant in early 2005 to form a terrorist unit to hit targets outside Iraq, and that the United States should be the first in its sights. The information, which Bush was to cite Wednesday in a commencement address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, was declassified by the White House on Tuesday. It expands on classified bulletin the Homeland Security Department issued back in March of 2005. The bulletin, which warned that bin Laden had enlisted Abu Muzab al-Zakari, his senior operative in Iraq, to plan potential strikes in the United States, was described at the time as credible but not specific. It did not prompt the administration to raise the national terror alert level. So if that's the case, why now is the White House waving this in our face? Well, I'll tell you why. Because we have to go back to the tried and true formula of convincing you that us being in Iraq is essential and scare the hell out of you and everybody else over it. And with this latest thing, I don't know whether to quit the Democratic Party. I don't know whether to run for the Democratic Party. I don't know whether to cry. I don't know what to do. Because nobody's been a loyal Democrat, I don't think, as I have. Both Mary and I, both in money and in time. But I just don't even get this. I don't get any of it. I don't get Bush either with this thing about there's something.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Hello. Do you worry about the environment? I do, every day. I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the finest non-toxic cleaner in the world. In 1972, I witnessed a horrible cleaning accident that sent me on a lifelong journey to develop a safer alternative to toxic cleaning. I am so certain you will love the power and safety of Simple Green that if for any reason you are not 100% satisfied, I will refund your purchase. For more, visit SimpleGreen.com.
.com or go by in person. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Get out there and see the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies. They're just good people. Ziggy in the Tower of Power and Donald back there in the Tower of Power and Angel. They're all great guys. There's over 100 people working there. And they'll take care of you from A to Z. We take our friends, we take our family, and we go there. Rockies Auto. So you're looking for a good deal, Rockies Autos is the place to go. Don't forget, see them on the internet, RockiesAutos.com, or visit them in person. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Why buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale. Buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, all luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt? Buy one and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right. We're doing some widespread panic this morning for all you panic fans. And they're coming to Red Rocks, right?
Three shows in June.
Yep, three shows in June. John Turk will be at all three. Jay's trying to con his way into tickets for one. Good stuff. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Before I get to your phone calls over the rock, let me also remind you of one thing, which I was just made aware of yesterday. If you want the brand new AM 760 bumper stickers that say it's our flag too, with a picture of the American flag, and then it says AM 760 Progressive Talk, and it has my name on it. So right now, the only place they're available is here. Come to the studios on Monaco and ask for your stickers. Okay, that's right off Bellevue, off I-25. Ask for your stickers. And we have a plan coming up soon to hand those things out. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to somebody I haven't talked to in a long time. Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Do I have to answer that?
I echo you.
I'm depressed.
Completely. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm like you. I have fought and sweated for these people, figuring they had the guts, they had the coyones to stand up, and they don't. So I'm done. Well, I want to know exactly how they, all of the people, have voted, and by God, anyone that votes for this will never get my vote again. And that includes our dear Mr. Salazar, who I've got this horrible feeling probably went along with it.
So what do we do? Do we quit the Democratic Party and do nothing, or
you know,
what do we do?
I'm wondering, is there another option? I don't know. I don't know.
Or do we lick our wounds and then jump in full blast and keep pushing for a change?
Maybe that's the way to go. But I mean, there's got to be something. This is, my husband and I have been in Montana looking for retirement property. And we come home, we've been news free for a week and a half. It's been wonderful. Gas prices up there, by the way, are 20 cents cheaper than ours per gallon. And, of course, Wyoming, you know, they're practically giving it to you. We paid $2.97 in Casper the other day.
Yeah, because there's an alleged gas shortage here. But I got one question to ask you about Wyoming.
But anyway.
Well, all right, but let me ask you this question about Montana. Let me ask you this question about Montana.
Sure.
Maybe this matters only to me, and this is a little bit off the subject, but I want to ask you anyway.
Okay.
Doesn't it get cold up there in the wintertime?
No worse than ours. We have very, very good friends that live on a huge ranch up along the Canadian border, way up in Cutbank. We watch their weather real carefully. We're probably going to be in the Lewistown, Great Falls, Shoto area. I mean, it's a pretty wide swath, but we are doing this deliberately because we want to buy something we're specifically looking for. And their weather is within 10 degrees of ours at worst.
Well, now that I've lost, I think I'm down somewhere now, 113 pounds, I can't for some reason handle the cold like I used to.
Well, but the reality is, and this is our thinking, if you're retired, you don't want to go out, you don't go out. We're going to have horses. That's about it. We're not raising cattle. We're not raising sheep. You know, if it's a bad day, you stay in. Or you dress, and, you know, you dress knowing that you have to be prepared. But their weather's really no worse than ours. It was incredible up in Cutbank the end of last
week. It's beautiful country, there's no question.
It's amazing. In the area, in the Judith Basin,
yeah,
and that area between Great Falls and Shoto, and the area between Helena and Great Falls, is amazing.
Yeah, it is great. So what are we going to do here? Are we going to
pressure? Pressure.
So we're going to dive in and try to change things, or are we going
to
walk away?
I think we have to. I sent emails off yesterday evening when I finally saw that I couldn't ignore the news any longer, and basically sent one to Harry Reid, sent one to Nancy Pelosi, sent one to Ken, sent one to Mark. I don't bother with Wayne Allardy's a nincompoop. I can't waste my time on that man. And basically no compromise. That's my thing, no compromise. We cannot do this. And I realize that what's done is done. But they need to know that we, the American people, are bloody pissed off about this and fed up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this little,
you're right.
Did you see the picture of George Bush riding around his ranch in a pickup with no seatbelt?
Yeah.
What a nincompoop. What a clown this guy is. And him with that monkey face of his. I mean, to me, he needs to be slapped down, not given in to. And I'm not going to, I'm so angry right now.
He's just a disturbing figure. You know, he's just a disturbing guy.
Well, he's an evil person. I really, really in my heart believe that. I think George Bush has got something wrong with him. But that's his problem.
All right. I got to run, Pat. It's good to hear your voice. And,
well, good to talk to you also.
Hope to talk to you again soon.
Good. We will.
See you, Pat.
Bye.
Let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
So, Jay, it's time to fight, okay? It's not time to roll up our camp and head on. It's time to fight. You know, our leaders that have rolled over, you know, and that's what's happened.
You know the rough thing, though, Van? It's rough to go to people and say to them, choose this alternative being Democrats, because it's going to be better. When they turn around and they demonstrate that it's not going to be better, that they're just going to do the status quo. Now, I understand the argument that they give, Van, that, look, they don't have the votes, and that they got to get something passed. But they were winning the PR battle. Why didn't they just force it on George Bush?
They didn't force it on George Bush because we didn't change enough of the Democratic Party, and the people we did put into office in 2006 don't have enough power to really change things. I mean, I think what today tells us is Ken Salazar is going to have a huge primary fight in 2010. What today tells us is that his office opens in 2 minutes, and everybody that's listening now and everybody all morning needs to call him at 202-224-5400. 202-224-5852. That's 202-224-5852. And we let him know, we may not be able to change him today, but in 2010 we can kick his ass to the curb, okay? And it's time for us. We're bloody. The Democratic base, the base of the Democratic Party, you, me, everybody that funded these guys, everybody that put these guys in office, they just punched us in the nose. Now, we can either taste that blood that's dripping down our face and turn around and give up, or we can say, I'm pissed. You're going to hear about me being pissed, and I'm going to make sure that you understand that there's a hell of a lot of pressure that's going to come from our base, and it's not going away, and we're not going away, and we're not going to give up on the Democratic Party. We're going to turn the Democratic Party into a juggernaut of progressive politics. And this type of role, when you have some, Bush is on the ground right now. We were pummeling Bush, and instead these guys are giving him a hand up. And I don't understand that. That's not a fighter's mentality. When the Republicans say that we're wusses, when we do stuff like this, we are wusses.
Yeah, I'm disillusioned by it.
I'm completely pissed.
I really am, and you're right about giving money. You know, when Mary went over our taxes, and you know that stuff's not tax deductible, and she had to separate it all out. And if I give the wrong figure, Mary, you can call and correct me on this. But we gave last year $10,000.
Well, you're way ahead of me, Jay. I only gave about two.
Well, you know something. Now I look at it. Now I'm not discounting the money that I get. Okay, now let me make something clear about it. I don't think we wasted our money with Bill Ritter. I'm really thrilled with him. I like him a lot. I respect him. I don't think we wasted our money with Ed Perlmutter because, once again, I like him and respect him and think that he's a great guy. I don't think we wasted our money with Mark Udall. I like him, and I respect him, and I think he's a great guy. But having said that, we also gave money to the party itself nationally, and also we gave money to separate candidates in other states to help them. And now I'm going to be interested to see how these people voted, such as the contest in Virginia. With Webb, that's one of them.
Oh, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that Webb's going to vote for this.
Yeah, I don't think so either. You know what? I don't know, man.
The thing is the pressure starts now. It's 6:34. Their offices just opened in D.C. Get on the horn. Make them hear it all day, you know? And you're the megaphone for Colorado, Jay. Get everybody on the phone. It's time to let them know that this is not going to pass. They should have done this on Friday afternoon.
All right. What we're urging you to do is we're urging you to get in touch with Senator Salazar. We're urging you to get in touch with your representative, your congressperson, and let them know that this is not an acceptable arrangement.
No, completely unacceptable.
Thank you, Van.
Later.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Just got a slew of emails last night of people who are angry. And I don't know whether to be angry or depressed or whatever. 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. So, Jeannie, you send me an email, and you want us to play Elvis all day tomorrow?
Sure.
Yeah.
Come on. It'll be fun.
It can get out. Tell you, baby, to this baby. I've had too many jelly donuts, right? I've had too many barbiturates.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. And look how he died.
So tragic.
Yeah, on the toilet.
Oh. Is that the worst?
Yeah, it's the worst.
You couldn't wish that on anybody.
I mean, if you were going to... Look, if you were going to think of a place to die, where would it be? I'll give you the following choices. A, in bed. B, in bed with a beautiful member of the same or opposite sex. C, behind the wheel of your automobile. Or D, on the toilet. Which do you choose?
Oh, gosh.
The last one would probably be the worst.
Oh. Well, that's what happened to Elvis. He died on the toilet.
Call it a trip.
Yeah, can't get out. Oh, just think of the people who had to go to Graceland or move the body.
In a bed with a member of the opposite sex in Las Vegas. Oh, you mean like...
Listening to Elvis.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you mean like with Tanya Roberts?
Is she even alive?
Sure. Yeah, there are commercials on this station with her.
Oh, sorry.
I've interviewed her on the phone.
Sorry, I thought she was ancient by now.
Well, what's that got to do with it? There are a lot of people that are ancient that are still out there getting it.
She's still a very good-looking woman.
She probably is.
Did you hear about Sophia Loren?
No.
Oh, yeah. She said that if her soccer team, which she supported all these years, if they win the national championship, she's going to do a striptease.
No.
Now, she's a good-looking woman, but how old is she?
Oh, but she must be 70 now, isn't she?
Oh, she's older than that.
I mean, she is remarkable, though. Amazing.
Well.
You wouldn't want to still see that at her age, Jay?
Yes, I said to Mary, I said I would love to. Absolutely. All right, we'll see. I'm not guaranteeing we're going to do Elvis, but I'm guaranteeing that we will play some. Tomorrow. This morning.
What a cop out.
Tomorrow. This morning we're doing Widespread Panic.
You didn't say you if I made a choice that you would.
Oh
do
man,
that
do
to
we
me.
Have to do Elvis all morning tomorrow morning, John? Is that your ruling?
I think we have to.
Hey, just want to be your teddy bear. You know what? I know it's going to make a lot of people mad, but I'm going to say it anyway. Elvis was the dumbest of the dumb during the 60s. Sitting there on NBC TV, or maybe it was ABC, leaping around the stage in his leather outfit with his hair greased back. Wise men say, while the rest of us are out there.
Oh, man, look at that guy. Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? He was like totally, completely out of touch. Like, hanging out with Richard Nixon?
Well.
See, even you're laughing. Yeah, you're
you
right.
You say that now in hindsight,
hey,
Jay.
Come on, baby, give me a peanut butter and banana sandwich. Okay, make a peanut butter and banana sandwich, would you please?
Whatever you say, he'll always still be a legend.
He'll be the king.
Yes.
All right, well, you're the... What did you say, John?
Sophia Loren is 72 years old.
Oh, she's 72?
Oh,
I thought
goodness.
She was 125. Okay, you're queen of the traffic, so tell us what's going on there.
Hey, it's nice around the city. If you're just now heading out, traffic at good speed, 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, Boulder Turnpike doing fine into the city. Have the normal slowdowns forming along westbound I-76 at your I-25 merge, southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather today, mostly cloudy, cooler with scattered showers and a high of 58, currently partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Learn how to make your yard stand out. Speak to the Home Depot certified nursery consultants and find easy to grow.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
No, we don't have to do anything to help you with access.
Why don't you go check with the VA? They're better equipped to handle vets with your disability.
Your disability will require us to have a full-time nurse around. We're not going to do that.
Don't settle for the wrong answer. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit cc'spizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart.
the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
Estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call right now and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Randy Rhodes. I'd like to see her in a pair of hot pants. Or is that happy pants? 6:41. 41 minutes before the hour. Looks like a winter day out today. Chance of a thunderstorm's high 57. The Democrats have pulled the troop deadline. They folded. I don't see how we can't talk about this all morning long. 303-713-7600. Cleo in North Glen. Cleo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning. Actually, now I'm in Aurora, so I've been 30 minutes on the phone, and if it wasn't for this hot topic, I wouldn't have stayed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll tell you something. I think the Democrats right now are the worst weak-lillied weaklings I have ever encountered. I've been a Democrat all my life. They ask me for money constantly, and I have refused constantly. I support my own candidates. I don't send it to, like, the DNC. I don't send it to the DCC because I don't trust them, and this is proof positive. I don't know how Harry Reid could look any Democrat in the face right now and say that he did the best. You know, they're afraid of not funding the troops. They don't want to look like they're weak and not funding the troops. But that falls on the president. And, you know, they said that this bill will come up again in September. That's what I heard yesterday, that this is only funding from now until September. But the same thing's going to happen. And I don't know what they're thinking. I have no clue what they're thinking.
I don't either. I don't know why we have to wait until September. Why not now?
Well, the thing is, you know, Howard Dean, and I supported Dean. I love Dean. I don't know how he's even, as the head of the DNC, allowing this to happen. And not sitting down with the leaders and saying, you know what? We just lost our base. You know, you asked about whether to form another party. We should have done that a long time ago because it's too late now to do that. And I agree with a lot of callers. I will be calling Salazar. I do think he'll cave in, though. You know, Mark Udall, you know, he was never for impeachment of this president. I don't know what he's feeling right
now. Well, I'm not for impeachment of the president either.
Well, I am, because he did high crimes and misdemeanors in this country.
Yeah,
he lied.
But I always go by this. I always go by this agenda. First things first. We have to save lives. We have to get out of Iraq. We have to straighten out. We have to straighten out what's wrong with the government. Then if we have time, we'll get around to the other.
Agreed, Jay. But our Democrats are Republican. So what do you do? I mean, you know, this just shows. I had a friend who's Republican, and when we won in 2006, he said, okay, you have your chance now. What is exactly going to happen? And I said, oh, you know, we're going to make changes. We're going to do good things. That's what the American people voted the Democrats in for. My God, how disappointing and how sad today is. You know, I feel like wearing black all day. This is a very sad day for Democrats. I have to say that, Jay.
Yeah, it is. It's very rough. I agree with you 100%. And I thank you for hanging on so long, and I thank you for the impassioned phone call. We need more people like you.
Oh, thank you, Jay, and you have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
All right, here's an instant message from Paul. What your listeners don't understand about the Dems giving in on the timelines is that Bush had the upper hand. If they get the timelines in, passed, or even cut off the funding, Bush has an out. He can't stop lying about how great things are going in Iraq and start putting the blame on the Dems that have failed. He can then stop lying about how great things are going in Iraq and start putting the blame on the Dems that have failed. If the Dems don't win in 2008, then it's back to more Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican president. The Dems have to walk a tightrope in holding Bush's feet to the fire without giving him any ammo the Republicans could use for campaigning. Paul, that makes a lot of sense, but you know what? I just don't agree with that. I think that we, those of us, who want some kind... Look, I consider myself to be pretty moderate compared to the way I used to be. I'm not asking for the world here, and I don't think anybody else is. But I think what a lot of us are asking for is some kind of conclusion or end date to something that's going on there. And the way things are now, Republican, Democratic, Independent, whatever it is, there's no end date. And we don't give a blank check to anything in this country. We never have. Theoretically. If you want to call Ken Salazar's office and make your feelings known, area code 202-224-5852. That's 202-224-5852. Or area code 303-455-7600. That's 303-455-7600. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
As I told John this morning, I had a nightmare and I woke up to it. God. The thing that you kept telling me when I was listening to you in the beginning was to read Hostile Takeover by David. And in the book, he repeatedly said that the only way you can stop government is to stop it at the local level and work up, because you cannot stop it on top. It'll never, ever happen. And what he has said has come to pass. And the only thing I've heard for the last, before the election was, well, you know, the Democrats can't get this because they are not in power. The Democrats can't do this because they're not in power. They can't call press conferences because they're not in power. And it went on and on and on.
Well, most of that's true.
I understand that that's true. I mean, a lot of it is true. I mean, if you don't have power, well.
You can't even, if you don't have power, you can't even get
A room
assignment.
I was just going to say that. You can't even get a room. Okay, that's true, all right? Well, they're in power, and it may not be a very big margin, but they are in power, and they don't seem to be using it to their benefit, especially with the news media.
They can do it in the House, but they can't do it in the Senate.
But
they shouldn't give up. They shouldn't just walk away and say no. They should have kept fighting it out. And the other thing that ought to be done is that, once and for all, finally in a bottom line, okay?
Yeah.
We ought to kick Joe Lieberman out of the Democratic Party.
He's not a Democrat. Please, if I hear that, it makes me ill.
Well,
he really isn't.
But you know what? He's got committee assignments with the Democrats.
Get him out. I don't care.
Well, I agree, too. And he's out there raising money for Olympia Snow, and she's a Republican.
Okay, but the other thing is there are a lot of Democrats, real Democrats, that are voting with the Republicans, and that has been pointed out repeatedly, and nobody seems to be bothering with them. But the thing is, that bill, the original bill, should have been given to him again and again and again. Nothing should have been changed. And let him look like the fool, not the Democrats.
I have no problem with that logic.
And I mean, it should have been, and it wasn't. And the only other thing I want to say is, because I can hear the music, I was at the rally after the veto, and there were a lot of people there. It was actually the biggest one. No one pays attention to us. There wasn't any news coverage. There was nothing.
I can't speak for the entire news media, and really, technically, I'm not part of the news media.
Oh, but Jay, I don't mean that. I mean, I came home later. I was so excited. I thought, oh, my God, look at all these people, and there were a lot with signs and everything, but no one came. I mean, I turned all the channels in the beginning because they usually tell you about them.
Okay, well, did you contact them?
No. I did. I'm sorry.
Well, you should have.
But I thought they would be there because they were there at all the other little ones.
Well, then you should have contacted them and said, where's the coverage?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, but, yeah.
All right, Sherry.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jay.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. You want to call Ken Salazar's office, 202-224-5852, or locally here, 303-455-7600. The Dems pull the troop deadline. I don't know about you, but I feel like I feel like the rug's just been pulled out from under us. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk, and here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Nothing major to get in your way right now. We're running free of any kind of collision activity. Getting that stack up, though, eastbound 270 between I-76 and York. Of course, we have the usual delays southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. And again, if you're aiming for downtown between I-70 and Spear. Weather today? Be mostly cloudy. Cooler. We'll get some more scattered showers this afternoon and a high of 58. Looks like tonight those clouds are going to clear out. We'll go down to a low of 39. Currently, partly cloudy, 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
On Lifetime, the colonel's wife.
That promotion should be yours tonight.
The lieutenant's spouse.
Her man's been gone for over a year now. Batteries only last you so long.
The private's newlywed.
I wasn't supposed to do that, was I?
The army has its code.
The military has a code of honor, and it's non-negotiable.
The wives have their own.
We all have our secrets.
Yes, we do.
Army Wives, starring Kim Delaney. Lifetime's new assignment from Grey's Anatomy producer Mark Gordon. Series premiere Sunday night, June 3rd at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
So, don't worry, the mortgage store can help make life fun again, even with less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company that has proven you can trust them time and time again. Take advantage of the low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75 APR, and get the security of one new low payment. You'll save money every month. Make the call right now. They're positive. You'll be happy you did. The mortgage store guarantees it. Call now. The Mortgage Store. Call now and take advantage of this 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Call The Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call The Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Do you have a pending lawsuit, but you need cash now? Personal Injury Capital can give you the money you need right now. We provide immediate cash to people with pending lawsuits to get through hard times. This is not a loan. In fact, if you lose your case, you never have to pay us back. Just keep the money. Call us today and find out how much money you can get right now. Call 1-800-900-1337. That's 1-800-900-1337.
Save up to 30% on your next painting project at the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale. Hurry in. Sale ends May 28th. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Store exclusions apply.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on am760 Progressive Talk.
Widespread panic this morning. Are you panic fans? This is the panic version of Neil Young as I walk on. 6:54, 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 57 chance thunderstorms, about a 40% chance, same as yesterday. Rich Masters, Democratic strategist, coming up after 7. We'll bounce all this off and we'll give him a ping. We're talking here about the Dems pulling the troop deadline from Iraq and how disappointed a lot of us are. You can call Ken Salazar's office at 202-224-5852 or locally 303-455-7600. You can call Mark Udall's office at 202-225-2161 or 303-650-7820 or go to the internet, Look up Diana DeGette. Look up Ed Perlmutter. Look up Mark Udall. Look up Ken Salazar. Send them email or call them. Let them know that you're not happy with this. Because I think most of us certainly are not happy. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
To me, it's like a mean giant that's been running around destroying the town, and the people finally get a few ropes over him to try to get him stopped. And the earlier bill was like trying to put a stake in the ground on one of those ropes to really bring him down. But we don't have two-thirds votes. We can't override a veto. So that stake just popped right out of the ground. What do we do? Keep staking it? I mean, does he keep popping it out? That's what I hear when people say we need to just keep sending the same bill back over and over again.
Yeah, maybe. I think we should. I think we should keep trying to force it, because I think the longer it goes on, and I think the longer the public stays dismayed, and now it's down to like 27%, which is an all-time low, more and more of these Republicans who refuse to wake up and read the room that they're standing in, then they're going to read it, and then they're going to have to react because they're facing re-election.
Right, but right now it's clearly George Bush's war again. When it was, if we had persisted on sending the same bill back over and over again, because we don't have the media on our side at all, because it's still completely right-wing spin on the media end of things, they have the power there too. And they could have spun that as obstructionist and put it back on the Dems.
Let them. Then we could have raised this point. We could have said, okay, so what you're advocating is you're advocating that we give this man and the people around him who sit at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that we give them a blank check.
Are you saying that of me?
No. I'm saying that's what we should say. Is that what you want us to do? You want us to give us a blank check? And if that's what you really want, then what about this occasion and this occasion and this occasion, where you've said repeatedly, oh, no, you can't have a blank check? I mean, since when do we give anybody a blank check?
I know. Well,
I mean, that's absurd. In other words, if you have a goal and you have a plan and you articulate what the plan and the goal is, that's one thing. Most people can, like, visualize that and say, oh, all right. But these guys haven't visualized that. All he keeps doing is he just keeps regurgitating the same, well, I can't say that on the air, but you know, the same stuff over and over again. Now he's going to pull this whole intelligence thing out that he's got about Iraq. But what he's not going to tell the public is, well, wait a minute, this was 2005 that this was allegedly going on. What year did the war start?
Oh, anything to just blow smoke. But I would like to add to people that are discouraged, and I understand that. The Democratic Party has been too weak and overcompromising.
All right, I don't mean to cut you off. Let me do Rich Masters. Call me back. I'll put you back on again.
That's no problem. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Rich Masters, Democratic strategist. We'll get his read next. Rest of you, hang on. We'll take your calls.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, big guy, it's your shot.
Okay, right on the green.
Whoa, dude, nice shot. Hope your new startup's going as well as your game.
Things are going great. I've got multiple branch offices and a receptionist.
Branch offices and a receptionist? You've only been in business a month. How'd you pull that off?
I signed up with Office Evolution.
Office Evolution?
Yeah, you might just call it the virtual office on steroids.
Sounds great.
Yeah, they've got multiple locations throughout the Colorado Front Range with more opening all the time. Plus, now their professional receptionists are answering calls in every city of Colorado.
That's cool.
They also answer my phones. In fact, I just told them to put all my calls into voicemail so I can concentrate on beating you at golf. Hey, where's my ball?
I think it's in the hole.
Sweet.
Are you looking to grow your business? Sign up with Office Evolution today. Plans start at under $100 a month. To learn more, visit OfficeEvolution.com. That's OfficeEvolution.com.
AM
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Seven soldiers and two Marines are the latest to die in combat in Iraq. Military officials say they were killed in a series of bombings and shootings. A military spokesman in Baghdad, Major General William Caldwell, says officials still have not identified a body believed to be one of three soldiers captured in an ambush 11 days ago.
We are making every effort we can to ensure that the families of our soldiers are the first to receive accurate information.
CBS's Mark Strassman has more on the story.
The body was found this morning in the Euphrates River, about 40 miles southwest of Baghdad. Iraqi officials reportedly claim the body had bullet wounds in the head and chest, was wearing U.S. Army pants and boots, and had other distinguishing marks.
A new United Nations report says the war in Iraq is taking a heavy toll on Iraqi children. CBS's Vicky Barker has that.
Roger Wright with UNICEF in Baghdad says the story of Iraq's children is a story of violence, trauma, and dislocation.
Children being disrupted from their education as well as from their separated from their friends and some of their family members.
4 million Iraqis have fled their homes since 2003, and UNICEF says half of them are children. It wants nearly $42 million for the next 6 months for food, medicine, clothing, and schooling. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An ex-Justice Department insider will share what she knows about the firing of federal prosecutors at a congressional hearing a little over an hour from now. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says Monica Goodling has no reason to sugarcoat the truth since she's testifying with immunity from prosecution.
She is much more likely to offer lawmakers details, information, and context about the U.S. attorney purge. And, of course, everyone will be listening to hear whether her story contradicts the one told by Alberto Gonzalez.
In Beverly Hills last night, former Vice President Gore launched a national tour promoting his new book, The Assault on Reason. But CBS's Bob Schieffer says it looked like Gore may have been launching another run for the White House.
It had all the earmarks of a political campaign. People showed up wearing buttons that said Gore 2008. Several times when he gave a little talk, they interrupted with run, run, run.
Gore's new book slams President Bush and the state of political discourse in America. Loose lips get pink slips. Four town employees in Hooksett, New Hampshire, say they were fired for gossiping about their boss's rumored relationship with a woman on the town payroll. Ex-tax assessor Sandra Piper says she doesn't get it.
They're going after our character. And I have to say, I think we were darn good employees.
The workers were fired after passing the rumor along to a lawyer who'd been brought in to find chatterboxes at town hall. They told the lawyer they didn't think the rumor was true. On the Weather Watch, powerful storms will pound the plains and upper Midwest again today with high winds and heavy downpours. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Nelman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Have you heard the one about the guy who's looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. He got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Plus, now get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda. You're not laughing anymore, are you?
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Could it be another nail in Gonzo's coffin? Conservative Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave now urging embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to consider calling it quits. Musgrave sent Gonzalez a letter today asking him to think about stepping aside for the good of the country. She says Congress has to focus on other issues like the war on terrorism without distractions. New report from the U.S. Census Bureau says Utah leads the nation in big houses, nearly 40% of homes there having at least four bedrooms, but Colorado isn't far behind, coming in at number four, More than a quarter of Colorado homes are so equipped. Six people under arrest facing charges in connection with an identity theft ring that Attorney General John Southers says has led to tens of thousands of dollars in losses.
This is very low-tech, and we believe this is fueled by, frankly, methamphetamine addiction.
The suspects are accused of stealing mail, breaking into people's cars to get personal information they then use to create fake driver's licenses and checks. Governor Ritter signing a half-dozen measures this week encouraging Coloradans to make more renewable energy and consume less fuel overall. Today he signs a bill rewarding utilities for promoting energy conservation, a proposal vetoed twice by his Republican predecessor, Bill Owens. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Smooth conditions across the Denver metro area. About the only spot for slowdowns, southbound 225 just off I-70 and Aurora. Southbound 25 stacked up as usual between 120th down to I-70, and our eastbound routes are filling in. Still look pretty good on the Boulder Turnpike. 6th Avenue is heavy toward I-25. Couple of off-highway problems. Watch out northbound Federal north of Mississippi, and we had a wreck involving a pedestrian Mississippi at Dahlia. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy, cooler with scattered showers, and a high of 58. Currently partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Hilton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and get your loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. That's right, get an 05 Explorer with 4x4 power and all the extras for just $15.9. They're selling them fast and cheap every day at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From May 24th to the 28th, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration Home and Duration Exterior Coatings, and save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. The Memorial Day sale ends Monday, May 28th, for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance of thunderstorms. High today 57. 40% chance that that stuff's going to happen. All right, let's talk to the managing director at Corvus Communications. He's doing this after serving 6 years as a top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. And prior to joining Landrieu's Senate campaign, this guy was part of the media. He's good folks, and we call on him constantly for his knowledge. We're talking about the one and only Rich Masters, which, by the way, I got a fundraising letter from Senator Landrieu. Did you stick my name on her mailing list?
Anybody who emails me gets stuck on a Mary Landrieu fundraising list. And anybody within the, your earshot, if you really would like to contribute, you can go to MaryLandrieu.com and figure out how.
Well, okay. I knew it had to come from somewhere. So you stuck me on there, huh?
Congratulations, you've made the list, brother.
Well, you think I was going to move to Louisiana anytime soon?
You don't have to vote. You don't have to move to Louisiana to vote there. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, that's what they always say about Cook County, too. Okay, well, you know, listen, we're sitting here laughing today, but, all right, explain or please help the rest of us understand why the Democrats have done what they have done by pulling the troop deadline and giving this guy, this child, this infant, a blank check, and getting more and more of our kids killed.
I, Jay, have been trying to find the silver lining in this big cloud for the past 18 hours, and it's very, very, very difficult. I mean, I think everybody is extremely disappointed, me included. I mean, I think I said here on this show last week that I think the only way they should give in is if there are serious and strong political benchmarks. And there's benchmarks in there, but they're not nearly what they need to be, not nearly what they should be. And I think I'm like all Democrats. I'm extremely disappointed in this. You know, however, you know, the silver lining, if I'm going to have to look for one, is that, you know, this president has held the United States military and our troops as hostages. What is a, you know, continuing spiraling out of control debacle. The bottom line truth is, well, Democrats have control of both the Senate and the House. They have control of the Senate by only 2 votes, and there are about 30 votes in the House. And the truth is, we would have been at a stalemate for month after month, and as viscerally as all of us wanted to keep, you know, personally, if it were me, I'd have kept sending the bill back to him and let him veto it. But at the end of the day, it's not George Bush that gets hurt in that process. It's the men and women who have already been screwed in this entire process. And so my guess is the Democrat leaders thought, we're not going to hold our troops hostage anymore. This is the president's war. He's going to have to explain it. We've sent our message, and this is the best we can do.
But he can't. But he can't explain it because he never can explain it. And like today, he's going to give this commencement address, and he's going to pull out this declassified, quote-unquote, report from 2005 that U.S. intelligence was asserting that Osama bin Laden ordered a top lieutenant in early 2005 to form a terrorist unit to hit targets outside Iraq, and the United States should be the first in his sights. Oh, so in other words, they were going to go to, like, Tehran, or they were going to go to, like, Damascus, or wherever, and they were going to take, like, a direct flight here and then cause trouble? I mean, who does this guy think he's kidding?
Well, anything, again, it goes back to the scare tactics, Jay, that they, you know, they keep going back to them. And, you know, sadly enough, those scare tactics worked for 6 years. I mean, it wasn't until 2006 where these ridiculous, phony, trumped-up scare tactics based on people's fears of another 9/11 stopped working. And we realized that instead of taking the fight to them over there, we were creating tens of thousands of more enemies of the United States. I don't know who believes him yet at this point. And, you know, if you look last week, the Rasmussen poll, which has continually showed George Bush higher than all the rest of the polls, now shows him at, you know, 28% like the rest of the polls. So when even Rasmussen, which weighs to a more conservative audience, when even they're saying it, they're now cutting deep into the bone of even the Republican base does not believe this guy. But, you know, unfortunately, that didn't translate into enough of a majority in the Senate and the House where we could, you know, override a presidential veto and put on, you know, strict timelines and strict deadlines to get our troops out of harm's way. And more importantly, not just to get them out of harm's way, but to refocus our military to go after bin Laden, which we have been completely neglected in doing under this administration because we've been so Saddam Hussein focused.
So now you go to independents, you go to Republicans, disaffected Republicans, and you say, hey, come join us. And they say, why? You guys won't do anything. You just proved you won't do anything. You had a chance, and you won't do anything.
Well, I mean, let's try to look on the bright side, as difficult as that is on this morning, because I think it is difficult. But let me try to paint the glasses half full. You know, if you looked at all of the exit polls, A, they wanted us out of Iraq. B, they wanted Congress to hold the administration accountable for abuses. And C, they wanted this Democratic Congress to get things done and not just be in partisan stalemate and gridlock all the time. So I think, unfortunately, on 1 and 2, we failed with, the American people's bargain on this. But on 3, we're able to at least move a bill that funds the troops. And again, let me go back to the fact that this is an administration who, as much as they talk about our troops, they have held our troops hostage to this political debate. And Democrats were not willing to say, we are going to stop funding troops who are in harm's way, because the truth is we don't have the votes to override a presidential veto, and we can remain in gridlock and let our troops be the ones who are suffer even more than they already have in this entire debacle. So let me look at it from that perspective. Again, let me reiterate, I'm not happy about this. I don't think anyone is particularly happy about it. But I think that the goal of getting beyond partisanship and just putting the benefit of the troops first because we are in a situation now where I think we're all disgusted, but still, as president, he is holding virtually all of the cards. And so the only defense I've got is that they're sticking the minimum wage on there. They're sticking funding, finally, for the Veterans Administration to fix the places like Walter Reed and the other VA hospitals. So, I mean, that's the lining, but it sure ain't silver from where I'm sitting, and I'm sure it's not for you or any of your listeners, for that matter.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rich Masters, Democratic strategist extraordinaire, on the line with us. Yeah, well, it's not, and I was going to ask you, gee, do you think it'd be a major career sin if I got off the air this morning at 10 a.m., and checked out of the media for a whole day, because I don't want to hear all of the right-wing talking heads just hooping and hollering and screaming, and I don't want to hear all of the excuses either. I really don't. I just don't want to hear it.
Well, and let me say that the only good news in that, and I'm an optimist by nature, the only good news is that their days are numbered, Jay. I mean, the truth of it is this was a depressing loss, I think, for everybody. But at the end of the day, the American people really know who's holding the bag on this. This is the president's war. This is the president who decided to hold our American women and men who are serving bravely across the seas. He held them up as hostages, and he won. And, there's no other way to say it. But his victories are clearly limited. September is now the real gauntlet, which is what he wanted. Rest assured, the unfortunate part and the sickening part for me, for you, and for probably everybody who's listening to you, is the fact that this experiment could have ended, but there are going to be troops that are going to lose their lives, they're going to lose their limbs, all because of the stubbornness of George Bush.
Richard, here's what gets me. I'm sick and tired of us always backing down. Good example would be Jimmy Carter. Why didn't he just stick to what he said instead of, like, turning around the next day and going, well, I was misunderstood? No. This guy is the worst president that this country has ever produced.
I don't think there's any question about it. Jimmy Carter was right on the money.
Why did he back down?
I do, and I think at the end of the day, this is one of he'll go down in history as a significantly better president than any of us today even understand and know. But I think he's fundamentally a good man, a Christian man, and he, I think, upon looking back on it, thought that that was kind of an unchristian thing for him to do. And he still didn't back down of his criticism. He did back down in the way he said it. And ultimately, I think that's what drove him to do it. Again, I was disappointed. He was right on the money. I don't think there's any question anymore that this is the worst president we've ever produced. Tarnished our image abroad. Destroyed the economy here at home. And, so there's no question in my mind that Jimmy Carter was right on the money. But as a guy who fundamentally is a good human being, I think he felt deep in his heart that it was just not Christian for him to be doing that, honestly. I mean, none of us have talked to him. But we just kind of heard his explanations. But, knowing him, I think that that's probably, was his fundamental reason for backing off. And backing off on the Iraq troop withdrawal, was disgusting. But the truth is, our options were none, Jay. I mean, clearly we just don't have the votes to override presidential veto.
Yeah, I understand that. I just really believe that we could have, in some way, shape, or form, gotten more creative, Rich. That's all I'm saying. Instead of just saying, okay, well, all right. We don't have the votes, and clearly we don't. We should have gotten more creative. And I'm going to tell you something else. This party, which I consider myself to be a member of, I've never hid that, we need to stand up, and we need to tell people like Joe Lieberman, who I believe is part of this, that he has to leave, that we're sick and tired of Joe-mentum being created by the fact that he can dance around, that he's out raising money for Olympia Snow, who may or may not be a good person, but she's not in the Democratic Party. We should tell him to get lost, because we can block anything that goes on with the House. And enough is enough already.
Yeah, I mean, it's at some point the Democratic Party, you know, and again, keep in mind, Jay, we're coming off of 20 years of, you know, being in the minority, being stuck without a voice. And so I think that for a long time we have not been able as a party to flex our muscles because there were no muscles there. Quite frankly. And so, you know, we're in the growing stages as a national party of trying to figure out, A, how to wield the power, B, more importantly, how to, you know, incorporate, you know, I mean, Jill Lieberman, who left the Democratic Party for all intents and purposes, I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, he didn't get the nomination. You know, he considers himself an independent first and a Democrat second. You look at his voting record, overall, he's, on some issues, he's a liberal Democrat.
Okay, so you know what? You know what? Strip him of his committee assignments and make him a backbencher.
Well, I mean, they could do that, but the problem, I mean, let's look at from the numbers standpoint. You strip him of his committee chairmanship. You strip him of his party label. We lose the Senate.
But we can stop anything that goes on with the House.
Yeah, but I don't know about you. I don't want Mitch McConnell as Senate Majority Leader.
But I don't want to be blackmailed either.
Well, I don't either. But, you know, Lieberman's not the only problem here. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, he is a critical vote with the administration on this. There's no question about it. But, you know, the practical effect of stripping him of his committees is putting Mitch McConnell in charge of the United States Senate, who can control the calendar, who can control the flow of debate. You know, the Senate Majority Leader wields an enormous amount of power, and I like the fact that Harry Reid can control the timing when bills come up, when things can move to the floor, how we debate things, the hours we can debate things, who controls amendments. You know, I mean, from a very practical standpoint, as much as I think Lieberman's position disgusts all of us, especially Democrats who had supported him all along, the practical effect is we turn over the apparatus of, you know, a very powerful body, the Senate, which now can control whether we investigate the administration. Do you think we'd be doing any investigations in the Senate if Mitch McConnell were the majority leader? The answer to that is absolutely not. The things we'd be debating on the floor would not be the things that we have been debating on the floor for the last 6 months. So as viscerally, as much as we would love to throw Joe Lieberman overboard and say, forget it, you're not a Democrat, you don't support the principles that we do, the practical effect of doing that, to me, would be a disastrous turn of events for us. Giving up those gavels is a huge deal, Jay. And as viscerally as make it to make us happy, from a practical standpoint, it would make me sick to make Mitch McConnell the majority leader.
All right, what's the end game here? What's the end game strategy? So now what do? We lick our wounds and keep pushing or walk away? What do we do?
Well, I think we do. I mean, we declare victory. Now, it's not a victory like we want, but we've got to hang our heads and run around saying the president beat us is not the way to do it. I mean, let's keep in mind, Jay, that as disappointed as we are, a year ago, if you would have said that the President of the United States was going to sign a minimum wage increase, was going to double the amount of spending to the Veterans Administration, was going to agree to some form of benchmarks. Now, they're lame. I'm not trying to fool anybody by thinking that these are good benchmarks. But by agreeing to benchmarks in Iraq and by setting a timetable for us to decide one way or the other what we're going to do in Iraq by September, everyone would have said, wow, that's a huge victory. And I think we need to step back and look from the 30,000-foot level, and we need to claim victory on this. Instead of hanging our heads and wringing our hands and saying what we didn't do, let's look at what we accomplished. That's hard to do this morning. That's hard to do for me. And so I'm certain it's hard to do for everybody. But the truth of it is there were some significant victories here that a year ago you never would have imagined happening. Raising the minimum wage in and of itself. 3 months ago he said he would never sign that. He's forced into doing that. He's forced into funding the veterans. And so let's look for the silver lining. It ain't a good one, but it's the best we've got right now. And Democrats need to remain positive and hopeful and still keep fighting. We've got to get a bigger majority in 08. We've got to elect a president who understands the world and understands our place in it. And the only way we can do that, you know, sometimes it's darkest before the dawn. And my sense is people are so fed up now that there's going to be, if we thought there was a tidal wave in 06, we ain't seen nothing till 08.
Well, I hope you're right, and go Barack Obama.
Agreed. Amen, brother.
All right, Rich. Thank you, as always, man, for your time and your help. You're just the best. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Anytime, my brother.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
There's Rich Masters. All right, you heard what he had to say. You can react to it at 303-713-7600. Your views about the Democrats pulling the troop deadline from the Iraq bill. And do you accept what Rich Masters says? And maybe we should accept what he says. Why? Because he knows what he's talking about. Well, it's up to you. You tell me. And by the way, if you're a disaffected Republican, or you're somebody who's an independent, or you're sitting in the center, would love to hear from you, too. You know, even if you're conservative, I'd love to hear from you at 303.
What you doing? Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window? Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. He's looking at LeafGuard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters and kept all those humans off their ladders.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Out to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us, and we're taking back our financial futures. Call now for important information that exposes what the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0206. That number again is 1-800-700-0206. 1-800-700-0206.
727, 27 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Record gas prices are out there, and maybe you're thinking about getting something that doesn't drink so much of that fossil fuel. Well, the place to go is Rocky's Autos, not only because they have a huge selection of the cleanest late-modeled used vehicles in all of Colorado, over 500, but they've got just about everything you can think of, from Volkswagen, Saab, Pontiac, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Ford, Chevy. There's just all kinds, Mercedes, there's all kinds of stuff out there, and you can find something that will fit your needs, that will make you financially comfortable, and that will shave off some of that MPG, as well as add a little bit to your wallet. And that's what Rocky's is all about. Their matching down incentive is going on, which helps you save money. And they got just great A stand-up people, like Tom and Marv Alshear, and Fred Lombardo, and Spanky Herrera, and Ziggy, and Donald, and Juan, and Adolph. And Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays, and the list of people working out there who really care, it just goes on and on. They've got over 100 out there, and they're all geared to helping you out. They really are. You can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or go out there and see them. They're open till 9 tonight. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So it's not some big nameless, faceless corporation with 3,465 dealerships. That's not how they work. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Yeah.
Vehicle parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Save up to 30% on your next painting project at the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale. Hurry in. Sale ends May 28th. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Store exclusions apply.
We brought him to Boulder.
Broadcasting live from the Boulder Theater.
And you made it a great show.
Oh, Boulder and Denver.
Thanks for making Tom Hartman's visit a big success.
I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you coming to the Boulder.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for coming. I really have appreciated it. It's been special.
It's just really wonderful to watch.
And thanks so much, all of you, for being here today. It's just great to see a theater full of people and an honor to be here and share this time with you.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I had spread panic morning on the show this morning. Three shows in June at Red Rocks. John Turk will be going to all three. Jay will be trying to con his way into one. 7:30 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Today, a chance of thunderstorms, a high of 57. We'll take your calls about Iraq and about the Democrats pulling the troop deadline from the bill. Coming up here in just a few moments. Here's a statistic that we can all be extremely proud of. All of us can be proud of this statistic. And I don't have the origin of where the study comes from, because I just saw it flashed across the screen, but I'm going to find out where it does come from. There was a study taken in Iraq. Listen to this. We can all be extremely proud of the leadership of this country and what they've accomplished in Iraq. 92% of the Iraqi children have learning problems. They're learning impaired. And do you know why they're learning impaired? Because of fear. They're scared. Wonder if Mr. Bush will be talking about that at the commencement address today that he's going to give in New London, Connecticut. Wonder if he's going to be quoting that statistic. As a nation, I would be extremely proud of that. I would endorse that to the hilt. I would definitely show that as positive progress. And I know that Mr. Limbaugh, I know that Mr. Hannity, I know that Mr. Savage, Michael Wiener Savage, I know that all of those guys are all going to be beating their chests about this incredible figure, about what we've done. You people, look what we've done in Iraq, you people. We have Iraq update. We have 92% of the children in Iraq are learning impaired because they're scared. Yeah, we're proud of that, aren't we? Here's Gina with traffic at 7:32. Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. We do have a couple of collisions. They are both involving pedestrians, unfortunately, but thankfully they're both off the highway. Eastbound Evans, west of Santa Fe, and we had another one at Mississippi and Dahlia. So just avoid those intersections. Still enjoying good speed, C-470 on the south side, I-25 busy, but it's moving freely through the tech center and the bridges for you. Heavy conditions, southbound 25 continue, 120th to 84th, and 225 both directions crossing Aurora. Weather outlook today looks like we'll get mostly cloudy skies by this afternoon, cooler with scattered showers and a high of 58. Tonight, those clouds clear out. We'll get down to 39. And currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants, a different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway.
Now that the weather's warmed up, bet you're spending a lot of time outside. How is your patio furniture? If it's got strings hanging off and springs poking through, it's time to get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. May is comfort month, and the more you buy, the more you save. Check out all the deep seating furniture that's so luxurious and comfortable, and the sale includes most brands they carry. Fruhoff's always has same-day delivery and 2 acres of beautiful patio furniture. Spelled Fruhoff's, pronounced Fruhoff's. They're at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
The heat is on. Jack with Jack Misek Heating and Cooling here, reminding you that the spring specials are just about over on America's Standard Air Conditioning Systems. Now's the time to call for savings on high-efficient, energy-saving American Standard Comfort System. Call now before the savings are gone. Call Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User-directed, only brand clinically tested.
Tell you quickly here about two really good friends of mine, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Great guys. Matter of fact, I'm having lunch with them today. Well, they're eating lunch, and I'm having my version of it. But we're going to get together. They're personal injury lawyers, and nobody likes to think about this, but if the time comes where you need a progressive trial lawyer, then you got to turn to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they believe in and they support progressive causes. They've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson will fight corporations and insurance companies for real people like yourself, and they do it every single day. So don't get bullied by your insurance company or by some big corporation that tries to, I don't want to use that term on the air, but you know what I'm talking about. These guys are trial lawyers. They're progressive. They're proud of it. Mike Turner, Scott Henderson, they're the folks to talk to. 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
So the other day, I'm sitting at a light in my Pontiac, and I'm thinking about how much I hate generic stuff. Generic food, off-brand knockoffs, stuff that's not original. And the reason I'm thinking this is my brakes started grinding, which got me thinking about my last brake job. It was like 10,000 miles ago. So I'm thinking, for the right brakes for my Pontiac, the kind of brakes that were on it when I bought it, I'm going to my Pontiac dealer and heading down the Good Wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
And that's just what I did. I had my Good Wrench guy look at him. He's an expert on my Pontiac. He checked my front brakes, then he replaced them. And because I asked for GM parts, now I have just the kind of brakes my Pontiac needed. Good Wrench. It's the perfect wrench for your Pontiac. Only at your Pontiac dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Seamless and tasty. Very tasty. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Widespread panic. A widespread panic morning here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunder showers, high today 57. And we're talking about the Democrats pulling the troop deadline from Iraq. And I gave you that children's statistic, 92% of the kids. But, well, you know what? Who cares if the Iraqi children can't learn? I mean, after all, they're just Arabs anyway. What difference does it make? They're Muslims. We don't care about them, right? We care about ourselves. We don't have that song, do we, Turk? You know, I can't remember who sings that stupid song. Oh, Honky Tonk Badonk or some crap like that. I think we should park outside the White House and play this. Yeah, we should play this outside the White House. Over and over again until Bush relents.
This is your favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud.
I do it outside of the Limbaugh studio, but he can't hear. There's some voice out there, you people. I don't know what it is. Must be my implants not working properly.
Left. Left, right, left.
This song is so obnoxious, isn't it?
Hustlers shooting eight balls, rattling down, wow, wow, hanging on a gravy tape, knuckle dragging right wing. I'm gonna vote for George Bush, he's a good Christian.
you get down to it, the only thing he cares about is doggy dog gone.
All right, enough. Let's go to the phones. Screw that. Get it off. Hey! That may be the worst song ever.
Yes.
That's a real big chart climber here on the Radio Ranch.
Y'all.
All right, let's go to David in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing this morning?
Okay, man, I'm hanging in.
Hey, it's Black Wednesday. What can I tell you?
Yeah, it sucks.
You know, I'm 62 years old, Jay. I've been a Democrat all my life. I've lived through some bad times. I can remember sitting in my living room in tears watching cops beat up kids at the 68 riots at the Democratic Convention. Mayor Daley, you know, giving Abe Ribicoff the finger from the Democratic Convention floor.
Yeah, right down there on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, and I lived in Ohio on May 4th, 1970. And when the Kent State Massacre occurred, you know, I was working in a retail store, and it came over the news, and I went in the cafeteria, and there were mothers there working, you know, in their 40s and 50s, saying they should have shot more of the little fill-in-the-blank. So I haven't been this ticked in a long time, my friend, and we need to keep the focus. I agree with your caller. I think it was around the 6:30 hour to be calling and writing our Salazar, Udall, whoever, and just keeping the pressure on. I mean, we've got over 3,000 American men and women who have died. And estimates, I don't know, it depends on the source, of 250 to 300,000 Iranians.
Well, we had seven more killed yesterday.
And on the top of the hour, I heard on your national news, 4 million Iraqis have left the country. Half of them are children.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the whole middle class and the whole upper class is gone.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do with my phone call and email to my location would be Salazar and Udall is, gentlemen, I hold you personally and morally complicit with the deaths and suffering that follow after your approval of this vote and Bush signs it. And then, you know, if this option's on the table in terms of a next step in September, we have to mobilize. We, the people, have to mobilize between now and then and keep their feet to the fire between now and September. There's no other way to do it. I mean,
that's all we can do. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's our job. You know, we talk about their job, and I think for a lot of cultural reasons, we've sort of become fat, dumb, and happy. Hey, Martha, pass me the beer. Turn the channel, and we need to stand up and take possession of our government back. And I'm here to tell you, if the Democrats don't listen to us, and they continue to, you know, excuse my French, defecate on our house, when they come here next year to our house for their convention, they better watch out.
Yeah, but see, the trouble with all of that is that, and Mary was talking to me about this yesterday, and she said it. She's really right. This is really right on. We cause a ruckus, and there will be people who will cause a ruckus. There'll be a fringe out there. As a matter of fact, there's a fringe whack group out there called Recreate 68 or something. Okay? And, you know, Glenn Spagnuolo and those people who are like, get off the pipe. Okay? Because what that does is that just makes it more attractive for the GOP. And the only thing we can really do is just get more active inside the Democratic Party to achieve change, not show up and give the Dems trouble when they're in Denver.
No, I apologize. I wasn't suggesting
a violent
action. As I was driving in listening to you, I was thinking, what would be a powerful message that would get media attention but not be disruptive and play into
I'll tell you what would be a power. You want it to be a powerful message?
Dress in black and say...
No, no. You know what would be a powerful message? I'll tell you what a powerful message would be. Let's see what the Democratic field, let's see what each of them has to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Dodd has already indicated he's not happy.
Yes.
John Edwards has already indicated he's not happy. Anybody who does not indicate that they are not happy, or they try to explain it away, don't support him. Don't give him a dime.
Exactly.
Give it to another candidate.
Right.
That speaks volumes. That's the loudest thing we got going.
Yeah, I'm still an idealist. I like to think they listen to our voices, but guess what? They listen to the, you know, there's a phrase from the movie The Right Stuff that I just love, and it's very applicable to this situation. No Bucks, no Buck Rogers.
You got it, pal. You are 100% on every cylinder. That's
okay,
exactly
and one last thing, because I want you to get other callers in. I picked up the Huffington Post this morning, and to ABC News last night, Bush authorizes new covert action against Iran.
Right. Brian Ross is reporting that.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's not the first time we've heard that.
No, but we got to have our voices be heard and our pocketbooks be heard, and we got to have good people like you, like the man said earlier, being our megaphone.
Well, so, I don't know if I'm a good person, but anyway, listen, I appreciate it, David, and I thank you for the call, and hope you'll call again.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Here's Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I'm just so I've been fed up for a long time, but. You know, it isn't just the that they can't learn. There was another statistic out about the psychological damage, the percentage of Iraqi children wetting their beds is tremendously high. I read that.
The whole country's going to need psychotherapy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's horrible what the kids over there are going through and what we as a country are responsible for, whether we're Democrats, Independents, Republicans. It just, you know, responding to this guy about the refugees leaving the country, an interesting thing I read about from Jim Hightower a couple of weeks ago was that Kuwait and Saudi Arabia are building a $7 billion fence to keep the Iraqis out of their country.
Yeah, and they're also going around in Syria and deporting a lot of them out of the country, or trying to deport them out. Sound familiar? Trying to deport them out of the country and send them back into that chaos. And so what ends up happening is they're forced to pick all their stuff up again, and they're supposed to flee. You know, they want to flee to some other part of the Middle East rather than go back. And do you blame them?
No. I mean, it's what's sad to me is that. Not only all this that's going on with the children in Iraq, but what goes on, you know, I don't know how people can not just be outraged at how the soldiers, our soldiers come back maimed, head injuries.
Because they don't see it. That's one reason. Because it's not an everyday thing. That's one reason. And the other reason is, this is really hard to say, but this is really true. There is a slice of the American populace that doesn't really care.
Right.
They don't care. All they care about is, can I get dinner reservations tonight? Am I going to be okay? They don't really care about anybody else. They don't bother to worry about it. They don't think about it. They're not in tune with it. They're not like you and I and a few other select people who choose to listen to this radio station who are tuned in to all of this stuff all the time.
Exactly. And I think the other thing that, on a subconscious level, and I think this is partly what's going on with the Democratic, majority of Democrats, is honestly, Jay, I still think it's related to oil. And the reason, one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is that I wanted to point out this article to you if you got a couple more minutes. This was in the Denver Post in the business section 2 weeks ago, where a Douglas County-based ISH energy company came out with the first detailed overview of Iraq's oil reserves and production potential. They have said that there's a possibility of doubling the oil production to 4 million barrels a day if the violence ends and companies can go over there without worrying about getting shot at or blown up. And so I'm convinced that it's still about the oil.
I think that plays a significant part in it, but I also think that there's something else that makes it even more dangerous that you should never leave out, and that there are people out there who refuse to accept this fact. George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the people around them, and the 27 to 28% that still support this. They believe in their hearts, despite everything that you tell them, Paul, they believe that what they're doing is they're bringing democracy and that they're bringing peace, and that what they're going to do is they're going to be able to influence the outcome in a positive direction of the Middle East for years to come, and they do not live in any kind of reality, and they do not see that what's going on here is they are creating generations of unparalleled damage and radicalism by their actions. Yeah, oil is part of it, but I'll tell you, there's another big part of it, and the other big part of it is ideological. And you know what? If you think that I'm wrong about this, or if anybody else does, go look at the people who this administration has appointed to positions within the government, such as, like, the Justice Department. Where did all those people come from? They came from Pat Robertson's phony law school.
Right.
Because they're ideological, Paul. And when you're that ideological, I don't care what your ideology is, left, right, or in the middle, when you're that ideological, you're going to run into trouble because ideology clashes with reality. I got to run, brother. Take care.
All right, Jay. Thanks again. Keep it up.
You got it.
All right.
7:50, traffic now with Gina on AM 760.
Where dedicated and caring nurses is the key to their success as an academic trauma center and safety net hospital. Visit them online at denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Wednesday on
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models. Foreign and domestic. Each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Don't be misled. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical.
That's right, Malmart the Musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of
Malmart the Musical.
Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Psst, hey you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants? All luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt. Buy one, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America.
Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Getting rid of dandelions and other tough weeds, that'd be good. Saving money while you're at it, now that'd be totally good. Introducing Total Kill by Ortho. Available only at the Home Depot, it's one smart purchase. Because Total Kill goes right to the root, completely killing those ugly weeds, while hardly denting your finances. Apply Total Kill this weekend. Your yard will be beautiful. Your savings, substantial. New Total Kill by Ortho. Only from the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Still just dealing with one of those crashes involving a pedestrian. Watch out for it at Evans and Calumet. That'll be on the eastbound side just west of Santa Fe. All good, though, on our freeways, but still pretty busy along eastbound I-70, right at your I-25 corridor towards Brighton. Southbound 225 struggling now between Colfax and 6th Avenue, as are the southbound lanes from Parker down to I-25. Of course, you're still going to have a lot of company on southbound 25 out of Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies, cooler conditions, with scattered showers by this afternoon at a high of 58. Currently, partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dick Chestnut wrote this one.
Widespread panic day on the show. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 57, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you coming up after 8 o'clock. We're going to talk to Gustavo Arellano, who is better known in Westword Magazine as the guy who writes the column Ask a Mexican. And it's, if you ever read that column, it's hilarious. So we hope he'll be hilarious. You want to call your members of Congress over the Iraq bill, without the timelines, 1-877-851-6437 will get you the directory. 1-877-851-6437. Let's go to George in Denver. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Hey, try to enjoy your lunch today, however meager it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I can only eat like an ounce and a half of food at a time.
Hey, I've been listening to the conversations, and you know, I'm as frustrated as everybody else with the timelines being pulled out of the bill, but I believe that it's a calculated decision that the Democrats have to make because of who they have to battle in this. They're not just battling the Republicans and their ideas, but they're also fighting the Republican talking machine that's out there. And you know how powerful it is. Anybody who watches the news and watches the events knows how powerful it is. So
yeah, you're right about that. It is very powerful.
The great equalizer is going to be a thinking public who's going to vote these guys out and get the Democrats the votes they need to pull the teeth from these guys. So I understand that, you know, why they did it. I'm not happy about it, but before everybody decides to pull the rug out from under the Dems saying, you know, you're not doing what we want, they really don't have the power they need to do it. I think it's coming, and you know what? You think about the troops and what they're going through. Yeah, it's painful, but they're not going to get the help they need until the battle is won here in the States. That's just the way it's going to happen. You can't go to the and fight one of those little battles without taking control here in the House and the White House.
Well, I hope we can do that, and I'm dead, man, I am dead set on trying to make that happen any way I can. George, thank you for your wise words.
Hey, you know, I went and drove a Prius last night, and one of the hybrids.
Yeah.
And the sales guy, young kid, you know, like I was buying a stereo or something, came up and asked me, so what do you think of that? The first thing that came out of my mouth was, I think Ford and GMC are in trouble.
Well, that could
be. Yeah, you
that
know?
Could be. Thanks, George. I got to run.
Take care.
Thanks, man. All right, Ask a Mexican up next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Insomnia.
It's not just being unable to get to sleep at night. It can also include difficulty staying asleep or tossing and turning all night. Over time, insomnia leads to daytime drowsiness. And poor concentration.
Huh? What?
Hey, Ferguson! Are you sleeping in there again?
I wasn't sleeping. Actually, I think someone put decaf in the wrong pot.
Radiant Research is conducting a clinical research study for individuals with chronic insomnia. If you are at least 18 years old, have been diagnosed with insomnia, and are currently taking Ambien to help you sleep, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants will receive investigational medication, study-related exams, and compensation for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-2273. Call 303-477-CARE. A-R-E.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Phil Itner in Baghdad. U.S. officials say Iraqi police have handed over a body found in the Euphrates River south of Baghdad that could be one of the three missing U.S. soldiers. U.S. military spokesman Major General William Caldwell.
The Iraqi police did find the body of a man whom they believe may be one of our missing soldiers.
U.S. military spokesman Major General William Caldwell. All this comes as the military announces that Tuesday was a particularly bloody day here. 7 U.S. troops killed in Baghdad and 2 Marines died in Anbar province, bringing the total number of dead for May up to 80. I'm Phil Itner in Baghdad with more CBS News. Here's Frank Setapani.
In Lawrence, Massachusetts, Wendy Luzon is hoping for the best but bracing for the worst. She's a friend of the family of missing Army Specialist Alex Jimenez.
It's better to keep the faith. It's better to keep praying. It's better to keep praying for a miracle.
In Tripoli, Lebanon, 15,000 Palestinians used a break in 3 days of fighting between government troops and Islamist militants to get out of a battered refugee camp. CBS's Kristen Gillespie described the scene.
The ambulance is trying to get in and out, taking wounded people out of the camp. There are civilians who are looking to leave. There are buses full of people. The windows of the shops surrounding the camp's entrance are all blown out. There are thousands of 50-caliber shell casings all over the ground. The buildings inside the camp, we can see it from here, they're totally scorched.
In Washington, the House Judiciary Committee is about to hear from a former aide who could shed light on the Attorney General's role in the firing of 8 federal prosecutors. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
This testimony, starting shortly before the House Judiciary Committee, was a long time coming. Monica Goodling, a former top aide to Attorney General Gonzalez, shocked many people by taking the fifth, saying she wouldn't testify before Congress on the advice of her lawyer. So the committee sought immunity for Goodling, which was granted by a federal judge, protecting her but forcing her to tell what she knows. As the former liaison between the Justice Department and the White House, those investigating these firings think she knows a lot. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The lines at a Babylon Long Island filling station are sure to be long, but the wait could be worth it. For 3 hours today, station owner Mike Abizide will charge $1.02 less than the going price of $3.29 a gallon.
My customers take care of me the whole year. I like to take, now is the time to take care of them.
And why $1.02 off? Well, that's the frequency of the FM radio station that's promoting the price break. Frieda Birnbaum is a new mom. She's also an old mom.
I don't feel like 60. I don't know what 60 is supposed to be.
Birnbaum's grown daughter says 60 is no time to have a baby. Birnbaum gave birth to twins after taking fertility treatments. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 41 points. The NASDAQ is up 8. This is CBS News.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From May 24th to the 28th, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration Home and Duration Exterior Coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. The Memorial Day sale ends Monday, May 28th. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear. including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Beer and asphalt are reportedly leaking from some derailed cars of a train that jumped its tracks this morning in Denver. The accident occurred around 4:30 this morning in a BNSF rail yard. Officials told the cops there was no hazard and no injuries reported. University of Colorado officials say a computer hacker apparently had other things in mind than stealing the identities of 45,000 students and alumni. Officials are now sending letters out notifying students enrolled at CU Boulder since 2002 that their information may have been compromised by a female hacker.
We don't have any indication that the attacker was intending to get to sensitive data. They did discover she did have Social Security numbers for students.
They say she may have been trying to find a way to take control of the computer server in order to allow it to infiltrate other computers. And the trial for a woman accused of leaving dog feces at the Greeley office of Colorado Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave is expected to wrap up today. 64-year-old Kathleen Enns faces a charge of using a noxious substance. Attorneys say she was trying to send a message about unwanted campaign mail. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crash if you are south of the city, northbound I-25. Watch out for those delays just past Surrey Ridge. Further up in the tech center, we have the wreck on the ramp from Bellevue to northbound I-25. Otherwise, traffic still moving at pretty good speeds through the tech center from C-470 all the way to downtown. Evans at Downing is the latest surface street crash, and we still have pretty good speeds on C-470 there on the south side. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy skies, cooler with scattered showers and a high of 58. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AAA keeps members on the go. You're covered as a driver or passenger in any car, on the road, on vacation, or day-to-day. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com. That's AAA.com. AAA Travel. When will you need us?
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From May 24th to the 28th, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration Home and Duration Exterior Coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. The Memorial Day sale ends Monday, May 28th. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I know this is really uncool to say this, but I have to say this. Have you ever noticed that Rudy Giuliani is just a creepy-looking guy? You know, the idea of Donna Hanover or... what's his current wife's name? Sleeping with him? Ugh. Ah. Rudy. Ugh. It's creepy. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here. Oh, now I can...
Cursing at your cursor. Plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. By phone or in person, hardware or software, no task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
All right. You're rusting, as we call it.
Yes, I used to go to the Santa Ana Theater as a child.
Wow.
Which now shows, or was showing, last time I was there, was showing Latino movies, Mexican movies. But when I was a kid, you know, you could go see big-time cheap-budget thrillers there.
It doesn't even show movies anymore. Now it's a Latino Evangelical Church.
Oh, well, all right.
No, the strange thing about all the movie palaces down here in Southern California, they don't show movies anymore. They're all evangelical churches, and about 90% of them are Latino evangelical churches.
I always thought they would be better if they were turned into liquor stores.
Yeah, they make more money, probably.
You know?
You never know with the evangelical racket, too.
Yeah, you got it. All right, how did you get the idea for this column?
The column started as a joke. In November 2004, my editor at the time, he was driving down Main Street, and he sees a billboard of a Spanish-language DJ, El Piolín, who led a lot of the immigrant rights marches from last year.
Right.
El Piolín was wearing a Viking helmet. His eyes were crossed. Looked really goofy. And my boss comes back to me and describes to me this billboard, and he then says, what happens, or no, that guy seems as if you could ask him a question about Mexicans, he'll be able to answer it. So why don't you start a column called Ask a Mexican, where you answer any and all questions about Mexicans. And the reason we did it, we wanted to do it as a satire on the immigration debate down here in Orange County. Orange County is the birthplace of the Minuteman Project.
Listen, I don't know how old you are, but Orange County is the birthplace. No, not the birthplace, but Orange County. It used to be the John Birch Society cheerleading headquarters.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the place Ronald Reagan described as where all good conservatives go to die. I mean, conservatism, but immigrant bashing in particular, it's a national religion here in Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we decided to do a satirical take on it, which is we thought we could get the most outrageous question imaginable, answer it even more outrageously, and then just do it as a one-time joke. So I asked myself, why do Mexicans call white people gringos? And my response was that only gringos call gringos gringos, and Mexicans actually call gringos gabachos. Yeah, we just left it at that, and we thought, okay, you know, people will see how crazy it is, and of course, write a bunch of angry letters to the editor, and we got those. We got a lot of people saying, oh, this is the funniest thing ever. What we didn't expect, though, was for people to call us on our bluff. At the end, we said, if you have a spicy question about Mexicans, ask the Mexican, i.e. me, and I put my email address, and we've been answering questions ever since.
You know there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of hate towards Mexicans and Latinos, and even now, more so than ever before, and even though people will deny this, including progressives and liberals, I don't hate them. They're breaking the law, and they get into all the... But you know what? There really is a big sentiment, big backlash, and anybody who is associated with immigration, illegal or otherwise, they must be Latino. And anybody with a Latino or a Mexican surname has to be here illegally. You know this is going on. What's your feelings about that?
Not only do I know it's going on, I've experienced it my entire life down here in Orange County.
Yeah.
And in my column and in the book, you can see the sort. I build my case toward that, and I actually date it back to the 1500s, back to the rivalry between Elizabethan England and Imperial Spain. You still have that battle being fought today, where you know. Americans, we're white, we're Protestant, we speak English, Mexicans, or, you know, all Latin America, but really Mexicans. They're Catholic, they're Spanish, they're lazy, they're stupid, all these things. So you still see that rhetoric being used today. And sure, people always say, I'm not against immigration. I love immigrants. I'm against illegal immigration. But if you actually talk to most of these people, once you get down to it, their main opposition isn't so much that they came to this country illegally. It's culture. They'll say, they're not learning our language. They're not becoming American. That's cultural. That's xenophobia. And my stance is, it's okay. It's not okay to believe that. But if you believe that, be upfront about it. Don't try to cloak your argument under the rubric of law. And not only that, when it comes to immigration, we've always hated immigrants. Even when they were coming legally, these people that we lionized as going through Ellis Island, the American public discriminated against them zealously. It's insane to deny.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'll give you one of the biggest examples. Here's one of the biggest examples I know of. There is a very small Jewish population in Cuba,
mm-hmm.
and they're called Placos, I believe is what they call them, because they're descendants of European Jews. Now, do you think that, they were like Polish, a lot of them are East European. Do you think that they just, like, put up a map and threw a dart at it one day and it said, Cuba? So they decided, okay, that's where we're going to sail to? No. They were on a boat, and they attempted to come here, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt turned them away. They were trying to escape Nazi persecution, so they went to Cuba because they had no other place to go.
Yeah.
We've been engaging in this kind of behavior for a gazillion years. The other thing is, growing up in Southern California, there's a two-part thing, though, to this statement. Number one, we've been turning a blind eye to illegal labor for a gazillion years, and now people act as if, oh, we can shut that off in 5 minutes. That's like trying to change the course of the Colorado River. And then the other thing is, I don't remember growing up. I don't remember the polarization and the racism that is going on now. Now, I went to school in, I went to, like, Del Norte. I went to, like, Columbus.
What high school did you go to?
Foothill.
Oh, Foothill, all right, yeah, very beautiful school.
All right, we had Latinos, we had Mexicans, but nobody ever, like, went, oh, you're a Mexican, I can't hang out with you. I mean, that never went on. We interracially dated, unless I'm rewriting history, or maybe some of those people who went there lived in a different world than I did, but I don't remember ever saying to Steve Montoya or Vicky Herrera, I can't eat lunch with you, and I don't want to hang around with you because you're Mexican. I don't remember that.
No, we have this amnesia about our experiences. In the book, there's a question. A guy writes in and says, why can't Mexicans learn English? Can't they learn two or three words a day? Are they that stupid? And my response is the United States government shares your concern. They came out with a report, the Dillingham Commission, that states that new batch of immigrants, they don't match the old immigrants. They're not learning English in the same way. They just come here to make money and send it back to where they came from, and we should really clamp down on immigration and boot them out. And if that rhetoric sounds familiar, it's because obviously it's happening right now, but this Dillingham Commission came out in 1911, and the immigrants that couldn't assimilate at the time were Southern and Eastern Europeans. So American racism really is a carousel. It just keeps going around and around and around, and here we are again, this time bashing on the Mexicans.
Yeah, this is kind of a by the way, let me tell folks, it's 8:16, 16 minutes after 8, Gustavo Arellano. Arellano,
say your
Arellano,
name. Yeah.
Arellano, yeah. Does the Ask a Mexican column that runs on Westward, and it runs across the country, and has got a new book out, too, by the way, by the same name. Yeah, you know what? Kind of in the history of the West, though, and particularly in California, even though I'm, here in Colorado, but I remember this as a child, we're kind of like doubling back again because you remember the history of the Zoot Suit riots. You remember that where Dodger Stadium is now, which is Chavez Ravine, that they had to forcefully evict Mexicans that were living there in order to get that stadium built, and that there was a lot of racism towards Mexicans in the 40s and 50s, and now we're like right back in that same position again.
It's always been happening. You know, those are cases in Los Angeles. In Orange County, it had its own sense of discrimination, specifically in the areas where there were a lot of Mexicans, namely Santa Ana and Anaheim, actually. Because I grew up in Anaheim. I was born in Anaheim. My great-grandfather was an orange picker there. And then Santa Ana, of course, it's its own monster. But there's always been these cases. And the strangest thing, though, of course, about Southern California, actually, I think, about the Southwest, I would even include parts of Colorado, is how immersed in Mexican culture it is. Like, so Jim Gilchrist, the head of the Minuteman Project, I once did a profile on him for Food. He has a Mexican son-in-law. he has a Chihuahua named Tia, and his favorite food is taquitos from a Mexican chain down here. Even the premier basher of Mexican immigrants in this day and age, even he's Mexican in his own weird way.
Yeah, well, he's crazy too. And what do you make of somebody like Lou Dobbs?
Oh, Lou Dobbs. He just needs to eat a good plateful of tacos, and that'll take care of his xenophobia toward Mexicans. And of course, his strangest revelation came in that 60 Minutes bit, where he's actually married to a woman of Mexican descent. It's so funny how a lot of these populists, they really talk like socialists. They could really get along with the Chicano left or just people on the left, where they say, oh, you know, we have to take care of the working class, and capital, the big business is really sucking us dry. That's socialist rhetoric, and they do not see it for themselves. So it would be interesting to see what would happen if people like Dobbs or Riley, xenophobic populists, would actually sit down and break the tortilla with people on the left, specifically Chicanos.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to the fact that big business is taking advantage of things and always has, and that it needs regulation. But the thing that I and I'm not for illegal immigration, but the thing that gets me is what I'm dead set against. I'm dead set against this idea of taking Latinos and specifically Mexicans and demonizing them and making them carry all the ills of society on their back as if suddenly if we didn't have them here that things would get better. I mean, that's kind of like looking at the Jews in Nazi Germany or when Hitler was coming to power in Nazi Germany and going, oh, well, those people are responsible for everything. No, that's not true. And we have for years and years and years in this country, and I can't get this point across to anybody, we've seduced those people into coming here.
Yeah, the Bracero program, this guest worker program, that's, if somebody wants to point ultimately to the root cause of legal immigration, I'd say the Bracero program.
Yeah, exactly.
The United States was looking for really cheap labor, so they engaged with Mexico. Let's bring in the cheapest labor imaginable, let them work here for a couple of years, and then send them back. I cannot believe they didn't honestly expect these Mexican laborers to come to this country, see how great it is, and then willingly come back. No, they eventually came back. Both of my parents, grandparents were braceros. They were, they went there a couple of years. They also, then later on, they came here illegally. And that's one of the strangest things, though, when it comes to this immigration debate. Nobody ever wants to address that root cause of capital. American, what do they call them? Captains of industry. They've always looked for cheap labor. I mean, you go across the history of the United States, immigrant labor built a lot of this country. Chinese and Irish built the railroads.
Of course.
Going both ways. You had Italians working the skyscrapers, Poles and Slovaks and, Czechs working the steel mills. All of this was cheap immigrant labor undercutting the American worker. That's just the American way, and it's continuing to this day. I think, though, of course, the difference now is that the majority of the laborers are Mexicans, and as we stated earlier, there's always been this special animus in the American mind toward Mexican labor.
You know, I don't even understand what the whole thing is. Because here's a, let me give you another absurd argument, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to fly Mexican flags and speak in Spanish? And why do they have to listen to banda music, which I like, conjunto music, and how come they can't? But you know what? Nobody turns around and says to the Irish, okay, here's the deal. No more green beer. No more green dye in the Chicago River. No more St. Patrick's Day. We're stopping all of that. We can't have Christopher Columbus Day. That's out. Anything having to do with Italians, forget it. You can't have it. We want everybody to surrender all of their ethnic pride and all of their backgrounds, all of it. Give it all up, okay? We don't say that. We only say it towards Latinos and Mexicans. We don't even, for God's sakes, nobody raises this argument, for God's sakes, in regards to the Cuban exile community that has been in Miami and New Jersey since 1959, and you go to parts of Miami and parts of New Jersey, they don't speak English, but nobody brings that up. You go to parts of Chicago, they have the Polish Triangle, they don't speak English, they speak Polish, but nobody says anything about them. It's always Mexicans this and Mexicans that. I'm sick of it, man.
Well, actually, the only person who would dispute you on that whole Cuban thing is Tom Tancredo, who, of course, said Miami was a third-world nation. But
well, he's a nut job.
I know. No, Tancredo's insane. But, you're right. You're absolutely right. I was seeing Godfather 2 the other day, and you remember that scene where Don Corleone, played by Robert De Niro, he goes and he sees opera. This was all in Italian, all Italian
right.
laborers. This is immigrants coming to this country and keeping a big part of their culture. That's been the immigrant way. Of course, what people never want to talk about is that immigrants do eventually assimilate. It takes longer than some for others, but they do eventually assimilate. And especially in this globalized age where you could talk to, if you're from the Philippines, you could talk to someone in Tagalog, or Tagalog, however you pronounce it, over instant messaging or MySpace in your native language. You're not going to get rid of your native language faster than, say, an immigrant from a century ago. It's just not going to happen. But that also doesn't mean that you're not going to assimilate into the United States.
I agree. Listen, you know what? It has been so good to have you on. Now I don't feel as crazed anymore. And I only wish I could go to work, knew enough Spanish to go to work at a Spanish talk station. I think I would feel much more at home.
Just buy my book. You'll find a lot of good, the most important words you need to know to work in a Spanish language station.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you can get me a job there. Okay. You know what? Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold. I want my producer to talk to you because I want to get your inside email address and also your phone number, because I want to continue to correspond with you.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, people in general, if you have a question for the Mexican, just email me at themexican@askamexican.net. Or you could always go to Westward. My column comes out in Westward every week, and my email's always there. So just people in general. But for you, of course, Jay, I'll give you my personal stats.
Yes, I want your personal statistics. Because you know what? I could be in Orange County soon, and we can hook up in Santa Ana.
Oh, that'd be great.
Would that be great?
It would be fun.
And you'll take me to a good Mexican restaurant, and I'll take you over there on Tustin Avenue to the Jewish Deli.
Great. Let's do it.
All right, man. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. There's Gustavo Arellano. He's an investigative reporter and a columnist for Orange County Weekly. He writes Ask a Mexican, which is just hilarious. Look at it in Westward. He and Michael Roberts in Westward and Patty Calhoun are like three of the best. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, for the most part, we've got a pretty decent ride. Still struggling southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen and getting into the downtown area. We have a wreck south of the city, northbound I-25. Two vehicles in the median there, north of Surrey Ridge. So you could see some delays through Castle Rock. Dealing with a crash in the Tech Center on the ramp from Bellevue to northbound I-25. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies, cooler conditions with scattered showers by this afternoon and a high of 58. Tonight looks like it'll clear out. We'll get down to 39. And right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
To help protect the value of your Nissan, trust the people who know your Nissan best. Factory-trained technicians using advanced diagnostics equipment and genuine Nissan parts. Visit your local metro area Nissan Parts and Service Center today and protect your car's value.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Hey, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. A bigger dog. Well, no, I told that one yesterday, so I don't want to do that one again. Let me tell another one. Ever wonder how your dog can hear so well? Sometimes Jackson and Coco will, like, and then a couple of seconds later, somebody's at the door. It's because their hearing was developed so that they could hear the rustling noises of rodents in the wild. I always thought Jackson and Coco were guided by voices. Oh, no, that's a rock band. Anyway, listen, if you love your dogs as much as we love ours, and we do, and we're even thinking about getting a third one, Purina One Natural Blends formula is the food to feed them. It contains carefully selected natural ingredients from important ingredient food groups. Examples, there's a Purina One Natural Blend that has chicken and oatmeal formula. Now, it's made with real white meat chicken as the number one ingredient, brown rice, oatmeal, soy, and canola oils, plus sweet potatoes. This is stuff, you know, that I'd eat. I mean, it's just... it's great, and you'll see the healthy changes. that Purina One can make in your dog. So see the difference in your dog, like healthy energy level, skin, coat, teeth, gums, and digestion. What can a food with natural ingredients do for your dog's health? Well, there's no better time to find out. Call 1-888-1-888-1-386-606-BARK, 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll get a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. We trust Purina One, and you'll learn. You know what? You'll see exactly what I'm talking about and what Mary's talking about. See the difference yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK today or go online, PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Your name means a lot to you, but in the wrong hands, it can mean more to someone else. With Wachovia, if your identity is ever stolen, dedicated fraud specialists will work with you one-on-one to help recover any lost funds. And they'll stick with you until your identity is restored. Protecting your good name. Another feature of Wachovia Free Checking. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA or visit Wachovia.com. Are you with Wachovia?
Free checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. members FDIC.
From the crack of dawn to late at night, cops are on the lookout for seatbelt violations. It doesn't matter when or where you drive, wear a seatbelt or you will get a ticket. Cops are cracking down like never before. So remember, always buckle up or you will get caught. Day and night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Democratic leadership has compromised with the president on war funding for Iraq. Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey will join us to say it's a bad deal. Monica Goodling testifies before the House Judiciary Committee on Alberto Gonzalez. We'll have congressional reaction. And gas prices continue to remain at record levels. There's no end in sight. We'll tell you about a company in the Midwest that's got a solution. We'll have your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Panic on the radio today. Chance of thunder storms high today, 57 AM, 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We'll break into open phones early. Anything you want to talk about. And, of course, now here comes the Haiti mail at AM760.net. All the Anglos, all you gringos, all you white people are all now all upset. Oh, Jay, how could you say that about Mexicans? You obviously must want open borders. And all this crap. All this disgusting crap. Hi, I'm liberal. Hi, I'm progressive. Oh, yeah, but I'm racist, too. Mm-hmm. That's right. I like Mexicans. As long as I cut the lawn, pick my produce, pull the weeds. Hold on. I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are Mexicans. Like Octavio, for instance. You've never met Octavio? Oh, Octavio cleans my pool. Well, let me introduce you to the woman who cleans my house. Or in Tom Tancredo's case, works on the roof of my house. I'm not interested in solving the problem. I'm only interested in just whipping up racist hysteria towards people. That's what I'm interested in. All right, it's 8:32, 32 minutes after 8, so I'm still taking under advisement your idea, Gina, about playing Elvis tomorrow.
You said I could choose.
I'm caught in a trap. Oh, man, do we have to play Elvis? Moody Blue. Well, what are some of his other big hits?
Come on, he's got hundreds of songs.
There's Via Las Vegas?
Kentucky, there you go.
Kentucky Rain. Written by Eddie Rabbit, who cocained himself to death.
Yeah.
Suspicious Minds.
That's a great song.
Suspicious Minds, that's another good one.
Willie Nelson wrote that song, didn't he?
No, Willie Nelson did not write Suspicious Minds.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Jailhouse Rock?
How about All Shook Up?
There you go.
How about What is that song? Train, Train, I Ride, 16 coaches long. Mystery Train? You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog?
Blue Suede Shoes?
Actually, Carl Perkins had the first hit with that. Did I ever tell you I worked down the street from the historic Sun Record Studios?
No. Well, I knew you lived in Memphis for a while, so.
Yeah, I worked on Union Street.
Memphis, what a great city. I liked it. I never lived there, but I liked it when I visited.
You know, I had good times there except for one night. The firefighters were on strike. And they were so angry that they were lighting buildings on fire. And they had a guy working at a power station. Somewhere out in the suburbs. Or maybe it was Millington. And he was drunk. Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
And he threw the wrong switch. And I'm on the air, and I'm talking to a friend of mine who's on the air in New Orleans. His name's Charlie Douglas. He used to do All Nights at WWL. And I said to him, you know, something is wrong in here. He said, why is that? I said, because the music is slowing down, and the lights are getting dim. And then all of a sudden, he dropped off the phone. And about 2 seconds later, the whole studio went dark, black, because there were no windows. And the whole building was black. Well, this guy had thrown the power switch and had blacked out the whole city.
Oh, gosh.
So I made my way downstairs, walked out into the alley, and the next thing I know, there's the National Guard, and they've got rifles trained on me because they think I'm a looter.
Oh, no.
And I had to explain to them, no, I work here. And the whole city was in chaos. That was the only bad time I ever had.
Well, that's an interesting story.
Other than that, it was great.
Well, I had a fun night there. We'd been down on Beale Street, and then we came back to our hotel, and the fire alarms went off, like, in the middle of the night. So we're all down on the grass, you know, waiting, you know, for the fire department to check it out. And B.B. King was staying in the hotel, and so we were hanging out in our pajamas talking to him down outside the hotel. That was pretty fun.
Oh, that's cool. He's a cool guy. So you're on Beale Street. So that couldn't be too many years ago. When I lived there, there was nothing on Beale Street except a few pawn shops and a few clothing shops. And W.C. Handy Park there at the end of Beale Street had needles all over the place because the only people that hung out there were junkies. But it's all been changed now.
Oh, yeah.
So you're right. It's a great place. I really liked living there. All right. It's 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Gina, traffic.
All right, well, traffic pretty jammed up now in the tech center, southbound 25 between Arapahoe and Dry Creek, so be prepared if you're headed that direction. We do have a crash in the area. We did have one on the Bellevue on-ramp to northbound I-25. Hopefully that's out of the way for you. Further south, northbound 25, just past Surrey Ridge and Castle Rock, had some delays there due to a crash. And, of course, we're just getting still that late morning congestion, eastbound C-470 crossing Littleton, Highlands Ranch. Southbound 25, I-70 to Spear, still pretty heavy into downtown. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, cooler, scattered showers, high of 58. Currently, partly cloudy and 46. I'm Jim from 760 Pagoda.
Oh, no. What's the matter? Look, another LeafGuard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for us squirrels.
Relax, will you? Does the truck say LeafGuard?
Well, no, but...
Then it's not LeafGuard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Also lessons.
Oh, Randy Rhodes.
Two Ukrainians trying to dance. And you would think because one was gay that he would be okay with it. No.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Now that the weather's warmed up, bet you're spending a lot of time outside. How is your patio furniture? If it's got strings hanging off and springs poking through, it's time to get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. May is comfort month, and the more you buy, the more you save. Check out all the deep seating furniture that's so luxurious and comfortable. and the sale includes most brands they carry. Frühjofs always has same-day delivery and 2 acres of beautiful patio furniture. Spelled Frühjofs, pronounced Frühjofs. They're at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Each year, thousands of older people are disabled by falls that result in broken bones. Many of those injuries could have been prevented. Make sure stairways and hallways are well lighted and bathrooms are equipped with grab bars and non-skid mats. This is from Life Care Center of Littleton. Their residents, family members, and associates thank their community sponsors for celebrating National Nursing Home Week with them. For rehabilitation or volunteer opportunities, call 795-7300. That's Life Care Center of Littleton.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
The heat is on. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here, reminding you that the spring specials are just about over on America Standard air conditioning systems. Now's the time to call for savings on high-efficient, energy-saving American Standard comfort system. Call now before the savings are gone. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, with exciting news for automotive do-it-yourselfers. Finally, there's a place in Denver to take your car and work on it yourself. It's called Auto Bays. Put your car up on a lift, change the starter, install brakes, or just do an oil change. Got a check engine light? No problem. AutoBays will scan your codes, and tools, equipment, and 2 levels of assistance are available if you need some help or guidance. It's perfect for car clubs, mechanics, or the casual do-it-yourselfer. AutoBays, 8071 South Broadway, 303-577-9088.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:40, 40 minutes after the hour here. Ooh, widespread panic doing some traffic. 8:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Widespread panic on the show this morning. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 57. Open phones, 303-713-7600. You want to continue to talk about the Dems pulling the funding out of the Iraq bill, that's fine. You want to talk about immigration, I don't, you know, I really don't. I'm up for anything. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know, man. What's happening with you?
Not a lot. How's it going?
Good.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, where you been?
I've been listening. I just don't like to call too much.
Well, I don't mind. Call as much as you want.
How's Mary?
She's doing great.
Oh, that's good. Jay, I'm with you on all the immigration stuff, but, you know, something that I don't ever hear you talk about. Why don't you talk about how they're racist, too?
Because I think that if people don't realize that in every group, and I don't care who you talk about, of any ethnicity, and even religion, that you're always going to have a segment of people who are two things. They're racist, and they're also lawbreakers. They're also people who do bad. And I think that just goes without saying. You're not going to find anybody of any color that is going to be 100% pure. And I've run into, and I'm sure you have too, I'm sure all of us have, like racism from different people. And what I always try to say to them, or what I always want to say to them when I'm given the chance, is that somewhere down the line, something bad must have happened to you, or you must have, it must have been taught to you by your parents, or whatever the case may be, and I feel sorry for you because you're shutting yourself out from meeting a lot of really good, decent human beings. I used to have a guy who used to call me in Chicago. Okay, he was a black Muslim.
Okay.
Now, that's not the same thing as a Muslim. That's Louis Farrakhan. And Louis Farrakhan is anti-Semitic, and Louis Farrakhan is a racist. And I used to pick on Louis Farrakhan all the time. I used to pick on him in two ways. I used to, number one, refuse to call him Louis Farrakhan, but instead call him by his birth name, which is Louis Walcott. And number two, he was, before he became Reverend Louis Farrakhan, he was a calypso singer and a bongo player. And so I would play the song Deo, you know, and then talk about him. And this guy would call me, and he would go on, and we would fight on the air much, much worse than you heard me fight with callers here now. Because back in those days, I wasn't very mellow. And one day, one day badgering him, I got him to admit to me openly that he didn't like white people.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that doesn't shock me. I said, I'm sure there's a lot of African-Americans out there who don't like white people. I know there are a lot of whites who don't like African-Americans, don't like black people. But I challenged him to meet me at a restaurant one day, which he did. But I never could totally get him to reverse his position. I mean, you're just going to have people like that, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, because, you know, I mean, Jay, you know, I've got blonde hair, blue eyes. You should see what I go through with Mexican people.
Well, what do you go through with them?
I mean, they just hate me right off the bat.
Well,
what can I do?
Well, first of all, wait a minute. Where do you encounter Mexicans who hate you?
I work in landscaping.
Now, how do you know that they have they told you that?
Yeah, I just had a guy that I work with, Juan. I was talking to him the other night, and he said, my brother wants to kick your butt. And I said, why? And he goes, because you're a white boy. You know, I said, what the hell? I gave your brother a job. I mean, and he wants to kick my butt because I'm a white boy?
Well, the only way to respond to that is to say, well, listen, you obviously have a problem. I mean, ignorance knows no boundary, and it knows no color, and it knows no race. And for you to make a statement like that, and for your brother to make a statement like that, just shows, you know, where you're coming from mentally. And by the way, P.S. Hold on a minute. Let me finish.
All right.
P.S. We used to talk that way about each other when we were like 13. Why don't you try talking to your brother about growing up? I mean, didn't you talk that way when you were a kid? I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your butt. Ooh, I want to, you know, kid, you know, punk, I'm going to pound you. All right, fine. Try it today now that we're adults and see what happens. And you know what? You can call me from the nearest Denver District Police Station, because that's where you'll end up going.
Well,
I mean, either act like an adult or don't talk to me.
Well, see, but Jay, I think a lot of them, you know, they drop out of school when they're young, and so they don't really get education because they figure where's this education going to take me? I just want to cross that stupid border and make some money.
Well, a lot of them, and I've had this argument on this radio station till I'm blue in the face. A lot of them don't have any choice because they have to eat. And you know something? This illustrates the further example of the futility of this idea that, well, we're not going to give them an education. Oh, okay. So show me where lack of education. Show me where that benefits society in general.
It doesn't.
Like Iraq is going to have a huge problem long after we're gone, and you know what that problem is? There's nobody left there except people who don't have education, and 92% of the kids don't go to school because they're scared. They can't learn, and their parents don't want them to go. No, I'm sorry. The figure 72%. And then there's a figure this morning that I gave out. That 92% of them are learning impaired. I mean, this kind of stuff, this kind of ranting and raving that goes on from people about, well, you know, I'm not going. They shouldn't be getting an education. I'm not going to pay for. Okay, well, fine. Then you know what? You'll pay for it later when the population in the jails increase because people who don't get an education can't get upwardly mobile and turn to crime. Or it's the same thing as this guy who sends me this idiotic, stupid email where I ask him, okay, if a mother with a child shows up at a hospital and the child has hepatitis, are you going to turn them away because they are not from the United States? How does that work as far as public health policy and communicable diseases?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. You wouldn't believe. Yesterday I was walking to King Supers and this girl went down. And I said, do you need some help? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, well, let me get you an ambulance. She said, no, I can't go to the hospital. I don't have health insurance.
Oh, yeah, I get that,
I get that a lot.
That is
gross.
Yeah, I get that a lot. And you know what? That's another thing, too. Let me tell you something else that's spread around, okay? And this is a lie. Oh, you know, the emergency room is all filled up with people who are going there for colds, rashes, the slightest aches and pains. You know what? Most people who don't have health insurance are scared to go to the doctor.
Yeah, they are.
Because they don't want to have to get stuck paying, and they don't have any options.
Right. So anyway, all right, Jay, well, on an upbeat note, have a nice day.
Well, Tom, don't let those people get to you. Just remember, people of all colors have this problem, and it's up to guys like you and I to stand tall and to challenge them and to say, hey, grow up. You know, grow up. Right.
And Jay, by the way, were there really a lot of interracial dating when you were in that town?
Yes.
Well, that's okay.
And our parents,
take your word for it.
And our parents were not, many of the parents were not happy about it.
All right. Well, hey, take care. Say hey to John for me.
You got it, pal. Take care, Tom.
Later.
Of course, when did I ever listen to my parents about anything? 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm not saying ever.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
Given away on May 31st. Stop by the Canyon Club or visit canyoncasino.com for contest details.
Getting rid of dandelions and other tough weeds, that'd be good. Saving money while you're at it, now that'd be totally good. Introducing Total Kill by Ortho. Available only at the Home Depot, it's one smart purchase. Because Total Kill goes right to the root, completely killing those ugly weeds, while hardly denting your finances. Apply Total Kill this weekend. Your yard will be beautiful. Your savings, substantial. New Total Kill by Ortho. Only from the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help.
Why buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale. Buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, all luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt? Buy one and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
8:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Hey, homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. According to CNN Money, over 3 million homeowners have ARMs, with payments going up an average of $400 a month, with credit card minimum payments doubling at the same time. Man, that's a load. And the mortgage store understands the stress. this can cause and how difficult it is and how difficult it can be on your family. So don't worry. The Mortgage Store can help make life fun again, even with less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company that is proven you can trust. Take advantage of the low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75% APR, and get the security of one new low payment. And you'll save every single month. So make the right call. I'm positive you'll be happy you did. The Mortgage Store guarantees it. Call now to take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Get out from underneath that economic eight ball, or out from behind it, actually. Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-700-9884. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-700-9884. That's 1-800-700-9884.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
And after 10 o'clock, Jay Marvin in the unemployment line. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 57 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Widespread panic data today on the program. Elvis pending for tomorrow. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. What are you laughing at, John?
Poor girl Gina, pending.
Pending. Well, I may not be here tomorrow. Let's go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You mentioned the Miami earlier, and I actually grew up in Miami, so I kind of watched it changed as a lot of the Cuban immigration came in and the Haitian immigration. Just thought it'd be I was curious if you've ever spent real time there or went there as a visitor.
No, I've spent real time there. I used to work in Tampa, St. Petersburg.
Okay. Just from my perspective growing up there, the major changes in terms of the culture were great. Yeah, it was nice to be able to see all the various cultures come in, but as a resident living there, the changes that you really felt in terms of the tension between the various ethnic groups became very overwhelming, and that's why I live here now.
Well, yeah, you're right. There was that tension there. There's also something else poured into that mix, too, which has been worse over the last 20, 25 years, and that's drugs.
Right, but, I mean, that's, you know, yeah, drugs are everywhere, and yes, stuff.
Well, there's a lot of crime, and there's a lot of drugs being run through there.
Right, and that's probably where Tom gets his whole third world country thing from to an extent. But I mean, even if you are not, you know, knee deep or affected by the crime culture down there, it just wasn't. I mean, at some point down there, as a non-Latin white, which was our technical term down there. You felt very much like you no longer were living in America. And I don't mean that in a racist way at all. It just felt like there was no real diversity. And it's no different, I think, than, you know, if you're working for a small radio station and Clear Channel is looking to buy you up, you as an employee feel like, wow, our culture is going to change. And so as an American or as a non-Latin white or however you want to describe it, if you see a large influx of another culture coming in, you feel like your culture is being threatened.
I don't know. I've lived in a lot of diverse places across the United States, including living on the border, and I've never I've never felt that. I don't feel threatened that my culture is going to disappear. And if anything, if you look at the white culture and look at it carefully, we borrow from all other cultures and a lot of times use it to our benefit. I mean, most people, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I just never felt that way. Steve, thanks, man. I've got to run because I got to get some news. But yeah. I appreciate the call and hope you'll call again.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
There's a new way of looking at DNA.
It saves resources and it excludes innocent people.
And Denver's district attorney says it would help him solve some of his cases.
He's going to catch an awful lot of sexual predators.
So why can't he use it? Nine wants to know. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN Thornton.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
It's better to keep praying. It's better to keep praying for a miracle.
Wendy Luzon is a friend of the family of one of the men. The U.S. military says the body, which it has, it will take time before a positive identification can be made. It's been a deadly stretch for American troops. 9 have been killed since yesterday. And President Bush, in a few minutes, will speak at the Coast Guard commencement, warning that Al-Qaeda is intent on using Iraq as a staging area for attacks against the U.S. No end to the standoff in northern Lebanon at a Palestinian refugee camp where Islamist fighters have dug in against the Lebanese army. CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie says about 15,000 civilians have already left and more are trying to get out.
There are ambulances trying to get in and out, taking wounded people out of the camp. There are civilians who are looking to leave. There are buses full of people. Basically, the civilians living inside seem to be trying to leave as quickly as possible.
The faction inside the camp says it will not surrender. Well, tired of digging deeper and deeper into your pocketbook for a fill-up? Then Mike's Super Sitco in West Babylon, New York is the place to be. Mike Abizade says for the next 3 hours, he'll be selling his gas for $2.27 a gallon.
They're saving $1.02 on each gallon. So if you have a car, take 25 gallons, you save about $27.
Well, you're never too old, it said. But does that include becoming a mom?
If 40 is the new 30 and 50 is the new 40, that must make 60 the new age for motherhood.
I don't feel like 60. I don't know what 60 is supposed to be.
Meet Frieda Birnbaum, mother of twins in Hackensack, New Jersey.
I think there's more of an acceptance now. And age is being redefined all the time.
She may be the oldest woman to give birth to twins, and she did in vitro, so her youngest son, age 6, would have some kids around the house close to his own age. Birnbaum's other two children are 29 and 33. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 57 points, the NASDAQ ahead 9. This is CBS News.
Here at Ortho, we get stories like this all the time.
For my kids, the backyard is their playroom. Too bad they were sharing it with nasty bugs. So I turned to Ortho. With Ortho Bug Begone Max, I can wipe out ants, fleas, and ticks and keep them away for 3 whole months. And now my kids don't have to share their playroom with dangerous bugs.
Tell your story. Read others. Find out how to solve your bug problem. All at orthoprotects.com. This weekend, protect your lawn from bugs with Ortho Bug Begone Max. Follow directions on label.
From the crack of dawn to late at night, cops are on the lookout for seatbelt violations. It doesn't matter when or where you drive, wear a seatbelt or you will get a ticket. Cops are cracking down like never before, so remember, always buckle up or you will get caught, day and night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Could it be another nail in Gonzo's coffin? Our Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave now urging embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to consider calling it quits. Musgrave sending Gonzalez a letter asking him to step aside for the good of the country. She says Congress has to focus on other issues like the war on terrorism without distractions. New report from the U.S. Census Bureau says Utah leads the nation in big houses, with nearly 40% of homes having at least 4 bedrooms, but Colorado isn't far behind, coming in at number 4. In Boulder, 1 in 3 houses have at least 4. 6 people under arrest and face charges in connection with an identity theft ring that Attorney General Southers says has led to tens of thousands of dollars in losses.
This is very low-tech, and we believe this is fueled by, frankly, methamphetamine addiction.
The suspects are accused of stealing mail and breaking into people's cars to get personal information they then use to create fake driver's licenses and checks. And Governor Ritter is signing a half dozen measures this week encouraging us Coloradans to make more renewable energy and consume less fuel. Today he signed a bill rewarding utilities for promoting energy conservation. That's a proposal vetoed twice by his Republican predecessor, Bill Owens. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not a lot to be concerned with if you're still headed out on your commute. Southbound I-25, usual slow pocket downtown, I-70 towards Speer. And, of course, we still have pretty heavy traffic southbound 225 between Yosemite and I-25 in the tech center. Looks like they got that other tech center problem cleared up approaching county line southbound 25. It's looking a lot better through there now. You may find northbound I-25 a little sluggish through the bridges. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, cool, and scattered showers for today, high of 58. Tonight, those clouds clear out, we'll get a low of...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Good morning, 9:07. It's after 9. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high 57. What we're hearing now is that most of Colorado's congressional delegation, and we don't have confirmation from all of them, but most of them do not support the dropping of the troop deadline out of the funding bill. We're getting calls back from people who have called them, and that's what they've been told. So we're attempting to get a hold of all of them and let them come on if they want to. So open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. And I don't think there's any really significant news items that I've skipped here this morning. I think I've... covered most of what there is to cover. So you can chime in with anything.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Mall Mart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Mall Mart, the musical. That's right, Mall Mart the Musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Mall Mart the Musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
And therefore it's turning into racial and all of these things. My problem is this, especially with this new bill. The Border Patrol has dubbed these people down on the border OTMs, which is other than Mexicans, and they're coming into this country with like an open tap as well. My problem with this new bill is, if they were to give these Z1 visas out to any illegal immigrant who can prove they were working before January 1st, how are you going to know who you're giving these visas to? Now, I'm not talking Mexican. I'm talking anything.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Europeans. Okay, so if I go to, and I go to sign up for my Z1 visa, and I want to pay my $5,000, which Bush has removed, and I want to do all these other things, and I want to go and so-called play by the rules now, I go up there and I say, hi, I'm Bob Sanchez from Guatemala. Okay, so they run my name through some database. Of course they find no criminal history on me. I'm not Bob Sanchez from Guatemala. I'm, Alibaba from Saudi Arabia.
First of all, they would do more than just run your name.
Well, okay, but I mean, Jay, they're talking about doing 100,000 a day. I'm a truck guy. My birthday's Saturday, and it's time for me to redo my license. I got to go tomorrow and get a new CDL because it's going to expire on Saturday when's my birthday. I have a hazmat, a tanker endorsement, devil and trip. I can drive anything on the road. I am not going to go pay $100 to get my hazmat verification again, which when they do a background check on me will take 3 to 4 months to haul hazmat. I don't need it in the job that I've been in for 3 years, but it's nice to have on my license. If I ever need to switch jobs or something like that, it opens a lot more opportunities. How are they going to do 100,000 of these a day when it takes 3 to 4 months?
Because I don't think they're going to do. First of all, you would have processing going on at all the major points across the border, both north and south, and also ports of entry. But I don't think that they're going to be able to crank it out in a day. I think that's basically unrealistic. And
that's the number they've used, Jay, 100,000 a day.
Well, when you say they, who's they?
My recall isn't a tenth of what
well,
yours
no,
is.
No. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just trying to say, I mean, is that one of the proponents of the bill has said that?
Yeah. No, that's why. I think that's in the bill, actually.
Well, see, I don't.
I think that's in the bill, actually, that they're going to do 100,000 a day. And I know
I don't know how they could say that because I don't know how they could possibly do it.
Exactly, it's ludicrous, but it's out there. And if you were to Google that number or whatever, you'd find it. My problem is the people that are in this country. I'm not saying Mexicans. I want to say terrorists.
You're talking about anybody.
Exactly, but there's terrorists in this country right now. And when this bill, what I call consider amnesty, if this bill is passed and they're going to give these Z1 visas to anybody who's here, then that automatically opens the door for them to have bank accounts, passports, driver's license, just everything. And now you're setting cells.
All right, so wait a minute. While you're sitting there, you know, ranting, raving about this, then what would be your alternative?
I honestly don't know. But
I think the alternative would be that you do it the right way, which is investing in the kind of technology that will help you out, and that you beef up the person power involved in all of that, and that you try to make the checks and balances and the background checks as tight as you possibly can, and then instead of cutting money to local law enforcement, which this administration has done, by the way, what you try to do is you try to give them an adequate amount of money to operate as well, so that they can handle that and a lot of other things that may come up.
The war on terror needs to be fought as
there's no war on terror. That's just a slogan.
It's as stale as war on drugs. I agree, but I'm just there's the danger of legitimizing terror cells that are here because they're here.
Yeah, but you know what though? Are they here? Okay, maybe. But do we know? Who knows? Do we know how bad it is? But you know what? What are we going to do? We're going to walk around and we're going to live in fear? We can't live in fear.
Jay, the government can tell you where every head of cattle in this country is.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well, I don't
believe that because I'll tell you something. You've got local law enforcement in this country that can't keep track of people with ankle bracelets on.
That's the irony of it, Jay. These cattle are tagged, numbered, and microchipped. Now, they just passed this bill. I told you my recall is not very good, or I'd be able to spout the bill numbers and all that at you. They track cattle in this country unbelievably. You would not believe what these farmers and ranchers go through with their cattle.
You know what?
And it's true. We can't find Bin Laden.
You know what? Well, we can't find Bin Laden because did you ever think that we're tied up in another country where he's not around?
I agree. I agree with all that.
But I mean, we're in the wrong place. But the only thing we can do about all of this is endeavor to do the best job that we possibly can and come up with a workable, a practical solution that doesn't do two things. One, does not demonize a sector or group of people. And two, that doesn't bust the treasury and create an atmosphere of hysteria. And we have certain politicians in this country, talk show hosts, and other individuals who, whether it's immigration or it's Iraq or it's Al-Qaeda, are feeding off of this and playing this this fear card on a continuous basis to the point where people make irrational statements and irrational they're missing logic.
Tancredo said he's looking for Jack Bauer. You know, so that
took well, then Tancredo should go get a job on 24. That's what I think.
Exactly.
All right,
just one more thing before you go. I agree with the majority of what you say. This thing right here, to me, to legitimize people that are in this country, and I'm not saying Mexicans, I'm not trying to specific a race, but there's just no way to know who's here. How are you going to check who's here?
Yes, there is. But you don't get it by going around and demonizing and threatening people. You won't get cooperation. Ask anybody in law enforcement that does this for a living, and they will tell you exactly the same thing. Stay away from the turnbuckles, my pal.
Take care, brother.
All right, brother. He's a good guy. Very passionate in what he believes. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rashid in Louisville. Rashad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning. Love your thought-provoking show. You do a great job, man.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks.
I just wanted to get two things. One, on some clarity on something. Maybe I just misunderstood the point you were making. You were speaking to one of your callers concerning an experience you had with a gentleman that happened to be a Muslim and was a member of the Nation of Islam.
Well, he's a member of the Nation of Islam. I don't equate that with a mainstream Islam.
Okay. Well, also, I just want you to know, I'm an African-American Muslim myself. Never been a member of the Nation of Islam.
Oh, yeah, I realize that. There are people, there are mainstream members of Islam who have nothing to do with the Nation of Islam.
And
that's
very true. And I don't say that to belittle the Nation of Islam, because I grew up in the inner city. I think we're somewhere around the same age. My experience of growing up in America has been a little different than what you explained in your experience in Orange County, which I went to law school in Orange County, as a matter of fact.
Where'd you go to law school?
At Kensington University in Orange County.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, but my experience was just a little bit different, but I face that all the time as a Muslim, and with people who just don't know, automatically associate me because I happen to be African-American, and I happen to be Muslim, right away associate me with the Nation of Islam.
Yeah,
which
that's true.
The Nation of Islam is a very small, small organization when you look at the fundamental Islam where African-Americans are concerned. Don't say that to belittle them. They did wonderful work. I don't agree with everything that Mr. Farrakhan has said,
he's
I don't agree with George Washington, who was a slave owner, either.
He's racist, and he's anti-Semitic, and he's hierarchical.
And I can't deny that. I can't deny that. And I can do one of the things I love about something that you usually always say with people, you take people as a whole. As a whole, the organization did wonderful work for the black community inside the inner city. That's all I can speak of from there. They really, you know, just kind of woke up and really and really was hard-nosed on especially African-American males who dealt with drugs and dealt with illegal stuff. And that's what I have to give them credit for. There are a lot of things that the leadership have done that I don't agree with.
Here's what I objected to. Here's what I object to about them. Not all of them. That's what I object to about the leadership. Farrakhan, who's dying, lives in a big house in Hyde Park.
Correct, in Maryland. Correct.
Drives a couple of Mercedes, and he's got adherents, man, out on the streets selling bean pies and the final call.
Correct.
And they're supporting him.
That's correct.
I also believe that he was behind the murder of Malcolm X, that he was involved in it.
I know something that you mentioned, Jay, that I've mellowed a lot as I've gotten a little bit older, so I could really appreciate what you're saying, Al. You were really debating when you were younger. You would, you know, say a lot of things you wouldn't say now. But, you know, I think every organization has that hierarchy in it where, you know, they look at Jerry Falwell. I'm sure he has some of his troops, those people who are in the field, those grunts who I would say.
No, I object to that, too.
Yeah, but, you know... I've never, you know, sold a bean pie or sold Nation's Club, but, you know, he did give work to those young black males who were not doing anything else positive. I mean, take that from them.
I understand that. But, you know, religious cults, severe religious cults also will make the same claim.
True.
Well, so-and-so used to take drugs and was a petty thief and a prostitute, and we got her to accept Jesus, and now she stands around on the street all day and passes out religious tracts and collects money, which she then funnels up. Or how about the Moonies?
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, I think as you bring out in a lot of subjects, there's always extremes in every.
Well, I believe the Nation of Islam. I believe the Nation of Islam is an extreme, and I know that. I know this from having contact with them, from having fought with their members over the radio, with having gone so far as to go to the South Side to Farrakhan's restaurant, which is now closed, and had bad food. But I went there, and I said, okay, fine. You know what? Let's have an open debate, and I'll meet you one-on-one or one-on-20, and we'll do this. And, you know, I was a Jew swine and all this kind of stuff. And
yeah, I can understand that with your experience. I can just tell you from being a young black male in the inner city that the Nation of Islam did wonderful work inside, you know, for what my personal experience was actually with them. So I don't take that from them. Also can't give them credit for some of the polarity and outrageous things they've said and done that has really, I think, hurt their cause overall. But, you know, that during the time frame was most popular during the time of the 60s of where I kind of grew up and Farrakhan and Malcolm X. And my parents brought me to Islam after Malcolm X's trip to Mecca to realize that, hey, it's not just about a black thing. It's about a people thing. And the religion is for all folks. So I just wanted to really kind of just clear that up. And since you mentioned about the food, you know, the guest you had was just, God, he was great. The guest out of California there.
He writes in the Westward.
Great, great guy. He really made me look at some stuff. You and I don't agree on the immigration part. It's just a, it's just a law thing for me. It's just a law thing for me. And I, you know, just three things.
What about illegals?
Yeah, it just I think, and you always mention, you know, people that have an answer. I say, look, one, secure our border.
Well, I agree.
Two, and to increase technology, just as you mentioned, and you say, what do you do with the people? I say, I think this country is a wonderful, great country. I've was in the United States Marine Corps proudly for this country. I would be willing to lay my life on the line right now. If they would let me go right now, I would go. Not because I agree with Bush, but because just of the camaraderie of my fellow Marines out there.
Hey, man, you're too old.
I am. No, I am.
You know, you're too old, old folks. You can't pull that off.
Can't
all right,
off.
What was the third thing you wanted to say?
And the third thing was just on the immigration portion. Now, let's think. Can we get all of the ones that are here illegally? Maybe not, but everyone that we can get, we need to send them back. And the people who are standing in line, doing it legally, we should release the same amount that we can catch and send back.
Trouble with that is about getting those we can and about rounding them up. Look, I'm not for people being here illegally, but I'm also for looking at the situation with realistic eyes. Number one, you will not get the cooperation of the folks that are here illegally, and we need the cooperation.
That's with any criminal. But
we're talking about degrees of crimes here, and we need their cooperation because we need to find out who they are and why they're here. That's number one. Number two, we don't have the money to do it. Number three, we don't have the structure to do it. You can't go to the local police departments and go, okay, you know what, it's your responsibility. Because the first thing they're going to tell you is, you know what, we don't have time and we don't have resources to do this.
That's true, but we can do what we can do. And degrees of criminality, I agree with you where that's concerned. And I think if we're willing to give them amnesty and for doing what they've done, I think we should consider giving amnesty for United States citizens who have been here. We should give, for the same degree of criminality,
we shouldn't be giving anybody amnesty. They should have to earn their path.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
In a week, during the day. So what you end up doing is, in order to try to stay awake, is coffee, more coffee, more coffee, energy drinks, caffeinated gum, caffeinated water, sugary soda, anything else you can get your hands on, including miniature candy bars. You think that's good for your health? Actually, what you really need is sleep. And maybe the bed you're sleeping on is just not helping you out. Well, the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort can cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you a more deep sleep. And at the touch of a button, Sleep Number beds adjust firmness to relieve pressure and give you more of a deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses can create, so you toss and turn less and you get the deep sleep that your body needs. And your body needs it. Don't kid yourself about this. My Sleep Number is 75, and it's gone down since I've lost weight. Mary's is around 65 or 70, I believe. And we can adjust it independently, and that's the whole dual air chamber technology. You really need to check these beds out. You can cure this tired feeling that you've got, and now is the best time to find your Sleep Number. Select Comfort is having a Memorial Day sale going on now through Monday, May the 28th. Visit a Select Comfort store today to take advantage of the no interest, no payments for 18 months on the most popular bed sets. And get into your Select Comfort store. There are 440 of them across the country. But get into the one locally here and ask them. And go check these beds out for yourself. You will be just absolutely delighted at the difference they make. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centaria, Northfield at Stapleton, and the brand-new location at 29th Street Mall.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
Hey, Bob, what's up? You look pretty stressed.
We just lost our receptionist again. Seems we're always hiring a new one. They're either great and we promote them, or they quit after a couple of months. You got any ideas?
I think it's time to call Office Evolution.
Office Evolution?
Yeah, our accountants have been using them for years.
Wow, they have great receptionists over there.
Well, actually, they don't have a receptionist. Office Evolution handles all their calls.
So Office Evolution is an answering service?
Oh, that's just the beginning. In addition to managing phone calls, they also have 8 fully staffed offices from Littleton to Fort Collins, where our sales team can meet customers or just drop in to send faxes, make copies, and check emails.
Sounds expensive. What's it cost?
Plans start at less than $100 a month. And unlike our receptionist, Office Evolution never takes vacation, never comes in late, and never quits.
Well, what are you waiting for? Give them a call.
Are you looking for a better way to handle all of your phone calls? Sign up with Office Evolution today. Plans start at under $100 a month. To learn more, visit OfficeEvolution.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Widespread panic. Panic in the morning with us. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 57, 40% chance of this happening. AM 760 Progressive Talk. I didn't say anything about this all morning. I am so sore because I worked out with Keith at the Matrix yesterday. This guy is like, you know, he's the best in town, and there must be something intriguing about him because I keep going back to him all the time. And normally, somebody tells me to do something, I'm like, yeah. You know, but the Matrix is at 8th and Lincoln, I believe. So go in there and ask for Keith if you want to get in shape. I'm very fortunate. I have great doctors and great support people around me. And I think I'm like about 113, 114 pounds down now. All right, it's coming up on 9:31. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. We had widespread panic this morning. Elvis pending tomorrow morning, Gina.
Yes. Better be more than pending.
Here you go, right here. Mac Davis penned this little tune for Elvis.
1, 2, 3.
What's wrong? Can he get it right? Oh, he must be stoned again. On Percocet or something.
As the snow flies. As the Valium goes, on a golden gray Chicago night, I took a bottle of pills and fell out of sight in the ghetto, in the ghetto. And his have a banana sandwich.
That's great. I love it.
Because if there's one thing that she...
So you think we should play this all day tomorrow?
Well, he's got a lot more variety than that.
On the ghetto. Oh, they got to...
People, don't you understand? The child needs a...
They're all classics.
Hand. Like, Elvis. Be an angry young man someday. Elvis was like a brother. You know what I mean? Look at you and
are we too blind to see?
He's an American icon.
I liked him when he was fat and sweaty and stoned.
We should do that as a topic. Fat Elvis versus old Elvis.
Yeah,
young
which
Elvis.
Which Elvis do you like better? Fat Elvis or fat, stone, sweaty Elvis or thin Elvis?
Well, where's Ginger? Ginger, you know my bottle of pills?
You have to admit he's a fascinating character.
No, I don't admit that he's a fascinating character.
Yes, he is.
Okay, Gina, I'm going to defend you a little bit here in Elvis. This is a guy that is a fan of Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones.
So he claims. You couldn't tell by his music.
desperation. Keith Richards snorted his dad's ashes. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll reach a happy medium tomorrow. We'll play Wayne Newton.
Oh, come on.
Donkashane.
No comparison.
Sure there is. They're both alike.
Let's just play all Las Vegas, you know, like Rat Pack, and throw Elvis into there.
And as her young man dies. And his young man dies. I hung out with Richard Nixon, and I was reborn in the White House.
He sucks. Get him off. Okay, we'll play it tomorrow. I'll do it because I love you.
Thank you.
And because I've embarrassed you numerous times on this show, and you've never walked away.
All right. Thank you for that.
Because you know I think the world of you and Paul.
Oh, thank you. Same, back at ya.
Even though I think you're misinformed, it's okay.
He had to throw in one shot, Gene.
Oh! All right. This is Miss Michael's last. We have traffic throughout the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but this is our last one for this morning. Then Ricardo Morgan will come in. By the way, is he legal?
What does that mean?
Well, his name is Ricardo Morgan. Is he legal? I just want to know because, you know, Tom Tancredo wants to know, and so does the majority of the audience.
I guess you'll have to ask him.
Because if he's not legal, then we have to throw him out. We have to deport him.
Well, so I'm half Hispanic, so.
Are you there, Ricardo?
So far I'm legal, yeah.
How do I know you're legal?
You can trust me.
That's what they all say. You better get up here in the next 20 minutes and show me your green card.
Okay, you got it, man.
Or you're gone, amigo.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Amigo.
It's Camacho.
Oh.
Gina, how do you put up with this?
Oh, now he's going to say, well, Ricardo. Ricardo, don't bring a knife to a gunfight, pal, okay? Trust me. She puts up with it because she loves me.
I'm highly entertained every morning.
Did he leave?
He's still here.
I'm right here.
Well, she puts up with me because she loves me. Because she knows I'm only kidding and I'm a good person. Maybe.
Yeah, the mics are off and they're laughing at each other down there in traffic.
Yeah, right. Oh, Jay Marvin. Oh, he sucks.
I never said or thought that.
No, you don't talk like that.
I try not to.
But Ricardo does, don't you?
No, I do not.
Yeah, he's just going to wait. Yeah, Rick.
I want to make sure I stay in the country.
Yeah, Rick, we love you. I just know that you're probably going to meet me out in the hallway when I try to leave here and whip my rear.
I passed you in the hallway many times.
Well, you never even say hello. What's the problem? You don't like me?
I like keeping my anonymity.
It's because I'm Jewish, right? Just admit it. Right? That's the reason.
That's one of the reasons that I love you, Jay, because you're a member of the chosen people.
That's right. We're chosen, and just don't you forget it. Remember who was here first. What's that line John Stewart used last night about kicking out all the indigenous people or something, whatever he was saying? Like Lou Dobbs? All right, it's 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Gina, traffic.
Well, thank goodness we don't have anything major to talk about in traffic. Southbound 225, still a little bit heavy between Yosemite and I-25 if you're headed there through the tech center. We do have one wreck off the highway. It's at University and Evans, a couple of vehicles at that intersection, so I would try to avoid it. Weather today looks like it'll be mostly cloudy, cooler, scattered showers expected by this afternoon, high of 58. Tonight, those clouds are going to clear out. We're going to get a low of...
Heat is on. Jack with Jack Misek Heating and Cooling here, reminding you that the spring specials are just about over on America Standard air conditioning systems. Now is the time to call for savings on high-efficient, energy-saving American Standard comfort system. Call now before the savings are gone. Call Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
And a $600 toolbox. Call 303-577-9088 or log on to AutoBays.com. That's AutoBays with a Z.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From May 24th to the 28th, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration Home and Duration Exterior Coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. The Memorial Day sale ends Monday, May 28th, for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned Jack Misek Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks to John, he knows who he is. He said, how about some Neil Diamond instead of Elvis tomorrow? I there's something Neil Diamond does I like. He also told me about that I should check out Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. His side project is a great acoustic progressive music. And John, trust me, my man, I am on that. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high 57. And one line open. It's open phone 303-713-7600. Widespread panic. It's panic on the radio this morning. And your calls, too. Let's go to Jules, who hails from the Congo. Jules, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, Jay. This is Jules. I've spoken to you before.
Oh, yeah. Jules, it's been a long time since I've talked to you. Where you been?
I've been here. I've been watching and listening to you all day, every day.
Well, Jules, you need to start calling more often.
Yeah, of course, of course. I agree with everything you said. I consider myself an expert in immigration because I've been in this issue for almost 20 years.
Hmm.
I agree with you everything, but except these times, I think amnesty is a bad way to go. It is a very bad way to go because
I don't believe in giving anybody amnesty. I think they have to earn it.
Yeah. Even what they don't know, I read it. I read that thing. I mean, I have a master's degree in economics, so I spend my time to sit down and read. Okay? Well, I looked at it. It's a bad way to go. Because the people like me, I've been standing in line for almost 20 years, Jay. I've been standing in line for almost 20 years for them to reward the bad behavior by giving them $5,000.
Wait a minute. They're not going to give them $5,000. They're going to make them pay $5,000, of which they don't have. And the answer to your problem is to invest more money and to streamline the legal immigration process, But we cannot in any way, shape, or form afford to round people up and deport them. And every person who calls me, John Turk pointed this out to me. I didn't come across this on my own. But every person who calls me and tries to make this case about rounding people up and deporting them never tells you two things. One, how they're going to accomplish it. And two, how they're going to pay for it. And statistics have shown, and thinkprogress.org actually has it on their website, that the cost would break the treasury. This country would be busted. And on top of that, who is going to go do this? Who would you propose that would go around and follow all these leads and knock on doors and process all these people? Who's going to handle all of this?
Yeah, I wrote a paper about immigration in school. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy. You know the best way to do it? Just through the Social Security number. That's it.
Who's going to follow all of the leads, and who's going to process all of this, and who's going to do all of it when you're talking about 12, maybe 15 million people? Plus, you also, Jules, have the after effect. And what is the after effect? The after effect is if their kids are born here in the United States, then you're going to have to do something about their children. And I get these emails from people who say, well, what we need to do is we need to change the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. You know something? We're never going to get down that road for any issue. Because go look at the mechanism of what it takes to enact a change in the Constitution of the United States. That's impractical.
Yeah, my solution is this. Yeah, through the employer where they're working, they run the Social Security number. It shows that if it doesn't belong to you, you receive a letter telling you about immigration. You leave the country voluntarily, or we're coming after you. That's your problem.
Okay, so in other words, so that's the same thing as somebody who served a warrant for their arrest and decides that they're not going to stick around and they're going to evade the police. So we do what you suggest, and then when the letter comes, the people simply who are living in Colorado, or they're living in Texas, or they're living in New Mexico, or they're living in Arizona, they just pick up and move to Illinois.
Okay.
How are you now? What are you going to do, Jules? How are you going to get a hold of
them? You do that. But if we come across you anyway, any shape, you're serving 25 years in prison. That's it.
Oh, 75. Oh, okay. So now we're going to put them in prison for 75 years. All right.
So then
what you're going to end up doing is the prisons in this country are already overcrowded. Plus, on top of that, unfortunately in this country, private construction and privatization of prisons is a growth industry. So, therefore, you're just going to incarcerate more people and put them behind bars, and that'll solve the problem.
They'll run. The world of prison.
No, you know what? No, they won't run if they don't have anywhere to run to. That's a misnomer. They won't run if they don't have anywhere to run to, and you still haven't told me or anybody else listening to this conversation who's going to execute all of this. Who's going to carry all this out? Who do you propose do it? Local law enforcement?
No, Jay. The federal government is there. They'll send you a letter in the mail. It's easy, Jay.
Jules, who's going to go to your house or your place of work if you don't respond to the letter?
Okay, nobody. Nobody do.
Nobody's going to? Well, then there's no point in it, is there?
No, that's the problem. They put the burden on you. You run away, that's your problem. But down the line...
No, but who's going to enforce the law, Jules?
Once they catch you, I mean, we'll come across you.
Well, who's we?
Huh?
Who's we?
The federal government.
Well, who in the federal government, Jules?
What?
Who in the federal government?
The immigration.
Oh, INS.
Yes.
Do you think they have enough people that they're equipped to do that?
No. They don't go after anybody. They'll give you the chance to leave your... They have what they call voluntary departure. Voluntary departure means when you leave the country, you're not considered deported. That means you can get out and stand in line, be a good term with the government.
You know what? Some people will go, but the majority will not. And by the way, CNN is airing a story right now about growers and harvest help being wanted, and that they can't get enough people to work the fields. So when we're out of that labor, then who do you propose takes the place of that? Legal workers?
Jay, I can tell you. You can say whatever you want to say, Jay. But the problem
no, see,
is...
the difference between you and me, Jules, here's the difference between you and me. The difference between you and me is that I look at the hard realities of things, and the hard realities of things are this, that any idea that you have and anything that you want to do, particularly when it comes to tracking people's movements and particularly when it comes to finding people and getting them for so-called illegal maneuvers, such as illegal immigration or anything else, talk to anybody in law enforcement and they will tell you that it takes a lot of work to be able to do this. I know police officers who spend every night while you're asleep, they're running all over town trying to either pick people up or serve warrants. So that's the practicality of it. And until you work out the practicality of it, Jules, you're stuck. And you haven't provided me with any practical means of doing it. And very few people who call and talk about all of this, they don't have any practicality to it. For instance, you never address what to do with the children of the people you deport. What are you going to do with them, Jules? You going to put them in homes? You going to warehouse them? Who's going to pay for that?
I'm telling you, I am one of them, those children. My parents isn't.
Okay, but what I'm asking you is, while we're operating your grand deportation plan, who's going to take care of their kids once they're bounced out of the country? Their kids are American citizens. You can't deport them. How are you going to take care of them?
Well, how do we take care of these American citizens that are in prison? Who takes care of the kids?
Usually they have other family members who step in, or in some cases the kids go into adoption. Thank you for the call, Jules. I appreciate it. And I don't think that adoption all the time.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
And Evans. Well, the forecast for today, cloudy, cooler, still a chance of showers this afternoon, high of around 60. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 39. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the upper 60s and into the 70s as we get into Memorial Day weekend. Right now, it's 55 degrees. Ricardo Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local...
Regular folks. Love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
People, and an honor to be here and share this time with you.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What you doing? Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window? Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. He's looking at leafguard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters and kept all those humans off their ladder.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Why buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale. Buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, all luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt? Buy one, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Good morning, Ellen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whoa, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know, you'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling? That sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Half of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Widespread Panic. Hope you like that today. Plenty of panic music. They'll be here in June, right? Is it June?
June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Right, three concerts at Red Rocks. Yep. Tomorrow, possibly Elvis.
Last year they broke the record for most sellout shows ever at Red Rocks, the amphitheater. So they're going to, you know, add to that this year. But, you know, I'm thinking, I was like, who would have the most sellouts at Red Rocks? I was kind of surprised that it's Widespread Panic.
Well, they got a lot of fans.
But you think over the years that there's been bands that have played there more often, you know?
Yeah, maybe
the
so.
The Grateful Dead were banned from there in 84.
Were banned from Red Rocks?
Oh.
For what reason?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what the reasoning was behind all that.
That's ridiculous. Some woman sent me an email, said, I assume it's a woman, said, lay off Elvis. He deserves some respect as an artist, even if he did die on the toilet. How's the soul flies? Okay. Marcus, in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning there, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to make this point quick. Bush is on TV right now lying, telling about all the terror spots.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's playing that old card again, thinking that, you know, we're going to believe that.
Oh, yeah, he's ramping up the campaign, or the, what do you call that, the mismanagement. But anyway, you know, our Congress reminds me, I don't know if you can correlate this with, they remind me of the WWE. And in the immigration issue, if we sit back logically and just think, you know, what would we want done to us, and what was the mechanisms that triggered this immigration move? We all know corporations went down to Mexico and tore, ravaged that land. If we pinpoint that and try to turn them around over here, you'll gain the trust of these illegal people. I mean, immigrants over here. They don't want to be over here. They're just doing what they're doing naturally, and that is to survive. If somebody comes into your land and takes over your land and makes it hard for you to survive and eat and take care of your family, you're going to do the same thing, too. And on top of that, what makes me, just it irritates me when I hear another fellow brother call up here. They don't know their history. They're talking about rounding up people and doing these kind of things. The results of that is you're going to pay later on because you're going to see that it was immoral. It was not conducive. They did the Japanese back like that back in the concentration days. You don't do that.
You gain the trust of people. You treat people like human beings, first and foremost, like you want to be treated. Not like this illegal alien. You're alienizing people, which America has done quite lovely for a long time. And I just think if people just rationalize and just sit back and say, look, we've done things to probably trigger this. We need to turn them things over. We need to get a hold of our own selves and say, look, if we help them build their process back up, maybe some of the naturalists that are here will go back home. Because they say, look, America has done well for our country. Well, I want to go home. I want to go back home. You know
well,
what I mean?
It's a very complicated situation that can be worked out. It can be fixed, and we can arrive at some way to fix it.
Yeah.
But as I've said a million times, you just got to stop the hysteria and craziness. And a lot of the callers and a lot of the emailers I get, they have all of these notions and all these proposals, but they will never tell you completely how to go about doing it. And I had a guy send me an email. He goes, well, Ireland changed their law about citizens being born there. Well, you know what, pal? We're not living in Ireland. Marcus, thank you, man. I got to run. Thanks. All right. I'll be back tomorrow, unless management decides otherwise. The adult, Tom Hartman, is next.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at Front Range Preventive Imaging.